It's now only 63 days until the most important election in world history. Even the globalists in their establishment publications admit that the entire course of the planet, nationalism versus globalism, could be determined by Trump continuing the return of America as a proof of concept system to compare against the nightmare of globalism. It's already September 4th, 2018. The major campaign season has gone into high gear. We've got the Supreme Court nomination hearings going on right now, and tomorrow the Senate Intelligence Committee is set to call for the repeal of the First Amendment and my crucifixion. Quite a time to be alive. And you notice that I reached out to the Intelligence Committee. I reached out to the last committee. I reached out through people I know in Congress. And I said, I would like to come and be asked questions. I would like to come on the record and explain how the censorship works. You know, Diamond and Silk are very funny and very smart, but they haven't been running media and tech operations for years like I have. And I can break down with the documents, the admissions, everything, the censorship, how it's unfolding, and the big campaign issue that Republicans should be seizing on. Thank God you beat the drum. I beat the drum. Drudge beat the drum. Breitbart beat the drum. And now other conservatives are awake, other nationalists, other free speech people are awake. And we have a real shot, ladies and gentlemen, at stopping this and really getting a handle on it. There's a new Ben Garrison cartoon out we can put behind us if you want that shows the so-called blue wave, but Trump says that the beach is closed. And many Democrats are panicking and admitting that it looks like it's going to be a red wave. But ladies and gentlemen, here's the problem. They're not going to stop. CNN really is officially the criminal news network. They publicly organize in corporate harassment groups to kill our sponsors, to get us kicked off big tech platforms. The New York Times, all these are just weaponized systems. They're not even fake news. And an example of this, I'm going to document for you later. I already shot a Twitter feed earlier. It's raining really hard. Didn't have my umbrella. Came in out of the rain. Ran into a quick video where I showed the analytics of how we have the highest traffic we've ever had and a new high average even after the banning, and we were the top story in the country. And by the way, Infowars.com is only part of what we do. Newswars.com, all the other systems. And so they have fake news everywhere that we're being shut down, that it's all over, to scare everyone else and to demoralize you, just like a foreign military. That's what the globalists are. They're basically Chi-Com operatives. That's not rhetoric. Saying Alex Jones said bans would strengthen him. He was wrong. Well, and it was about 45 minutes ago, so I think it should be over here on the computer, because I just went, or I'll walk across the street and I'll go live again. In fact, I tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones, the proof. Maybe we can put that tweet up. I tweeted it out, and I went and showed you on the interface in Tim Ferger, one of the manager's offices, because IT wasn't in yet, all the IT, and I walked in, and I said, pull up Google Analytics. Boom, highest traffic ever in the last month. Showed you a two-year, three-year graph, even back towards the election. Now, there it is. Now, this is what we're talking about here. And, of course, Periscope doesn't show you a full shot, so you guys have to click on the video or won't show it. Yeah, there it is. Highest traffic ever. That peak right there is right now. So this is what we're talking about here, and they know this, and I told the New York Times this, and I told them all that, but they don't care. They want to lie to you. It's what they do. But I want it in HD because I know the team's over there. I'm going to go to rebroadcast. I'm going to walk over. I'm going to get I'll do screenshots myself. I'll do it myself. I'll do it all. Don't worry. I'm not laying down and dying to the globalists. It's not happening. So I'm going to show you all that coming up, too. I may have to go to rebroadcast for a while, but I'll be back. So Infowars.com, Newswars.com. This is an incredible time to be alive. Unbelievable things are happening. And these people are just your enemy. They hate America. They are congenital frauds. They literally have been trained to hate the country and to hate you and your family. They are the enemy of the American people.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive.
There are those of us who absolutely understand that you
never defeat the human spirit! No!
But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group et al.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edited him. Lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you can no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Football coaches get mad and yell and scream at their teams, and that's seen as manly and good because football is really important. Or basketball coaches throw chairs, and boy, that's a good thing because they want to win this. March Madness is so bad. And I see men get so upset and so focused over that. That's their instincts to win in life and in business and to defeat their enemies that are trying to usurp them and their families. That's where that energy comes from. And it becomes this facsimile when men do it over things that don't matter. We're having our whole birthright, our whole system, who we are, is being stolen. The decision had been made by Hillary and the globalists to move to China, to have Apple and Google and Facebook help round up the political dissidents. Congress won't even dare criticize the tech giants for the incredible crimes they commit. And all of that is seen as a giant stinking green light to then have the dying dinosaur media before it fully collapses commit one more service. Go out and political attack dog in organized task forces funded by major foundations and a stay-behind network established in an executive order by Obama in his last month in office to go out and terrorize everyone that supports Trump, to manufacture lies, to pay people off, to lie, and to engage in total organized crime. CNN is not the Communist News Network. They are the criminal news network. The New York Times is owned by a famously corrupt Mexican kingpin. Bezos, all of these people, Washington Post, this is a bunch of oligarch robber barons of our lifetime who bully think that you're done and they can break your will. And it makes me angry because these people are degenerates. I mean, the New York Times hands out Pulitzer Prizes because, again, it's all concerted with that stupid committee. That would be like being given an award, you know, for Jeffrey Dahmer for his culinary wisdom. Or, again, Hitler giving someone an Iron Cross. I would never take a Pulitzer Prize. I would never take a Nobel Peace Prize because you only give them to war criminals and murderers and scum. It's like giving NAMBLA an award for child care, North American Man-Boy Love Association. This is a group of organized criminals that we have allowed to run rampant, paid off by foreign banks and the Chi-Coms, who have a religion of hating this country. And who think that they have defeated you. They think they've broken your will. I tweeted video of the Google Analytics an hour ago. It's on Real Alex Jones right now. We're going to shoot HD later and put it up on screen for you. But this is off Twitter of us having the highest visitors to Infowars.com in the month of August we've ever had. And it's a new plateau level, highest new plateau level. That is the reality. That is what's going on. They're trying to steal your birthright. Dr. McCam shot, please. I now have the HD printout. Now you look right there. You see that? That is the last year. Boom. What do you see? That is almost twice as high as the previous peak and is almost twice as high as the election peak of almost 2 years ago. That, ladies and gentlemen, was 63 days out from the election. Now, that's from Google. They've deplatformed us, and they don't have their snoopers in a bunch of stuff. So I went in and showed our own analytics. I said ours are about double last time I looked at it last week. And exactly, the page views weren't 102 million. It was 200 and something million, just like my memory said on the tape. And I walk in the other office, they pull it up, and it's exactly what I said. It's double what Google says, which is right at double our previous all-time high in November of 2016. But what does the New York Times say? The murderers of truth. The people that handed down the death sentence for millions of Iraqis, not once but twice, with the babies in the incubators and the PR firm and the yellow cake and the yellow tubes and all of it. Oh, they always apologize after. Like saying you're sorry for killing the Native Americans 150 years later. Alex Jones said bands would strengthen him. He was wrong. They give something called Tubble Wobble or something I never heard of, and they say Jones is down 50%. To send a message to you, to demoralize you, and to make you shut up and think the resistance is losing. All of this is done military style. You know, let me just give everybody a little bit of a newsflash. We're bringing in record amounts of money. But the enemy's ratcheted up record expenses, so I need a lot more. And I've been honest about that. All they had to do was tune in and hear the honest thing that we've doubled our overall hardcore daily audience. But we're killing us on reaching new people, which is what they really want to do. I told you weeks ago what was going on. Do you want to see the frickin' analytics? My God is telling the truth. My religion is respecting you. And that means telling you what I really think about you when you're wrong. And I feel disgraced in the human species that they can find so much traitorous trash that's been brought up in this country to man the fake news media, to destroy the truth and engage in fraud and try to bring in dark age level authoritarianism. So here it is. Right here. Alex Jones. We talk like her.
Alex Jones said Vance would strengthen him. He was wrong.
So a woman talks like her soul was sucked out. And then you go through all this crap, and that's what it is. And there's all these headlines. Oh, look at this one. New York Times lobbies Facebook to shut down private InfoWars fan pages. They say you're harboring other people. Get them off. And there's all these other headlines, too. Alex Jones claimed that the more he's persecuted, the stronger he gets. Nope. That's the weak. All lies. All lies, all fraud. I'm not the one that's strong. It's our audience that's strong and has stood with us. And thank God for you, because our audience knows they are InfoWars. And they're next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
You know, it's fun to have little joke promos like that, isn't it? But more and more we can't have fun around here because we're in a true time of war. Foreign multinational companies allied with the communist Chinese, I can't believe I'm saying this, it's all true, are publicly destroying the First Amendment, brainwashing children against their parents, using me as the template example, in public schools across the nation in a federally directed program by rogue agencies in the federal government run by the CIA and Senator Mark Warner. And it's all public, it's all fact, it's all admission. I'm going to be shooting a briefing in the next few days for the president, and it's going to be public. I'm going to very professionally and calmly just go through in a PowerPoint and the names, the dates, all the proof, and then how to counter the globalist. And there just aren't enough specialists in the government around the president, and there aren't enough people that also have wide general knowledge. And if they do, they're scared to take on big tech and the globalists. They're all wanting to keep their heads down and just get some money and power out of this thing, and they're hedging their bets. You don't hedge your bets with cancer. There's an article up on InfoWars.com with William Crystal, whose father was the head of the Trotsky group out of Russia. When Trotsky got killed in Mexico, he took over and got command. Stalin sent a guy with an axe to kill him. And the Trotskyites took over the Republican Party, and we finally are getting him out of there. And he's fantasizing on Twitter about arresting all the conservatives and putting us in re-education camps. And his friend saw him at the dry cleaners, and he said, "We're going to put you in one, too." And it's all these other tweets of Democrats saying, "Yeah, we need trials of all these people." Well, what do you think they're doing to Trump? What do you think they're doing to Roger Stone? What do you think they're doing to Manafort? What do you think they're doing to me with all these Democrat-funded lawsuits that all started a year ago? They're making their move, folks, and they mean business. And they want to extinct your way of life continually. Their religion is running greater men's lives who don't want power, who don't want control. That is their whole system. That is what they're after. That is what they want. That is what they crave. And you're going to have to decide to take action. Look at the different tactics for your TV viewer. For radio listeners, I'll describe these. Look at these. This is an article out of Gizmodo, which is reporting on the Wall Street Journal. That was a cover story this weekend about me. Report: Jack Dorsey overruled staff to keep Alex Jones, white supremacist Richard Spencer, on Twitter. And the Wall Street Journal did the same thing. It's all meant to associate me with a white supremacist. It's the same tactic. Let's look at the next article. There's hundreds of these today. Twitter admits Alex Jones broke its rules, still standing by their man for some dumb reason. Another Gizmodo article. It shows the police holding my arms. Antifa had just attacked me and the police. They were protecting me and took me out of the crowd. But they run that photo everywhere, now calling for my arrest, saying Jones needs to be arrested. He's calling for violence. They don't show where I call for violence, and they show this photo or video of this at the RNC when Antifa attacked me. Uh, Again, it's not about me. It's the fraud of these people. New York Times lobbies Facebook to shut down private InfoWars fan page. Corporate media now wants to control what individual citizens can post online. Not content with InfoWars and Alex Jones having been banned on nearly every major social media platform. The New York Times is now lobbying. That's what a so-called journalist group does. To have Facebook delete a private InfoWars fan page. In an article entitled Facebook's Private Groups Offer Refuge to Fringe. Oh my God, don't allow a fringe. No, it's because it's actually popular. The New York Times' Kevin Roos reveals how a private InfoWars Facebook group, more than 110,000 members, has survived the crackdown. He actually calls it a crackdown. They don't even hide it's an authoritarian crackdown. They're now on the news saying, don't even let Jones have a website. Take his credit card processors away. And it's happening to mainly Jewish groups that are conservative are having their sites taken away. Roos goes on to accuse the group's users of posting the sort of content of hateful attacks against Muslims, transgender people, and other vulnerable groups. Oh, see, not the big media bullying American patriots. No, 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 no. We're the bullies. They got Mr. Jones suspended while proving zero examples of such content, which, you know, we say, don't sexualize children. And they go, oh, my God, you're anti-gay. Well, I don't care if it's heterosexual or homosexual. Keep away from kindergartners telling them they're another sex or tell them about, you know, yeah, yeah. It's called pedophilia. But if you're against pedophilia now, they just say that. Which you're like, whoa, the main LGBT websites attack me every time I'm against NAMBLA and then say I'm attacking them. You're the ones that are protesting too much, to quote Macbeth. I mean, you're the ones aligning yourself with pedophiles, not me. So it's going to be the LGBTP community. And you see Hollywood, you see it all. Very, very shameful. I'm a libertarian. And by the way, I've been around the block. So the idea that I hate people because women like women or whatever, that is absolutely asinine, and that's you trying to act like you're victims when I've done nothing to you. And the fact that your sites lie about me and sign on to the LGBTP operation is shameful. He then admits that he is personally lobbying Facebook to have the page shut down, and that's what the New York Times and all of them do. That's what CNN does. It's criminal. But then they've got Oliver Dorsey at CNN calling for me to be banned everywhere and lobbying to do it, and then turning around and going, Trump claims and other conservatives claims there's censorship of people. It's not happening. It's preposterous. The insulting of you and your intelligence is fantastic. And again, the New York Times, what do they say? They say my traffic is cut in half. My traffic is cut in half. Really? Here's our traffic. Dr. McCam shot, please. Or put it on screen. I think we have the HD in there. That is right at double. In fact, I think we have it on the screen there. We can pull it up in HD. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Show that. Zoom in on that at that peak. And then our new peak is a little bit above, like 5, 10% above our normal, you know, just floor. And we're moving into newswars.com and prisonplanet.com and other sites that have better platforms before we redesign InfoWars. But that's what happened during the ban. And now we're at 5, 6, 7% above what we normally are. We're trying to push most of the traffic to newswars.com, so, and europewars.com and all the rest of it. So great job, folks, spreading the articles. You're crushing their attempt at censorship. So they're panicking, wanting to declare that their crackdown on the First Amendment is a success. What a group of admitted authoritarian dirtbags. What a group of criminals. What a group of slime.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
I want to plow into all of this that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, Brett Kavanaugh is in his hearing for Supreme Court nomination. He's got the votes. The Democrats are totally panicking because we're taking control of the country legally and lawfully, and it's coming back from the dead. 4.6% growth rate. Some estimates project it to be as high as 4.8. I can tell you right now that in private meetings with Kudlow and others, Trump wants to, by the end of his first term, have a 10% growth rate. And when they tell him that he can't have that, he says, why has China had that on average for 30 plus years? Why did we have that until the early 70s? For 100 years. I don't want to hear what we can't do. I'm telling you what we're going to do. They get the growth rate up to 6%. They can pay down that deficit, you name it. They've already slowed the growth of the debt. Oh, but the demoralizers at the New York Times. Remember all their different economists? They said you'll never hit 3% ever, ever, ever. Because we're not going to let you. I don't want to make this broadcast about me, and we've got some of the highlights of the Democrats flipping out and trying to block the beginning of the event, and then they later admit that Chuck Schumer's behind it. He's even behind a lot of the bad comedy on the late night. Now, they admit that the big three national comedy guys that still have somewhat of an audience, they get calls from the Democrats and from Schumer almost daily about what he's going to talk about. Think about that. So the reason I got really angry this morning, even before I got on air, is they are engaged in doublethink from 1984, where they say, we're censoring all the conservatives, all the libertarians. We want to take them all off. U.S. senators, Democrats say we want hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of sites taken down. Senator Wyden, Warner, Murphy, they tweet this. And then it's the sense of injustice, not for me, but for my children and your children, that even in the worst periods in this country's history, if they're having hearings about somebody and talking bad about them with the congressmen and women and the CEOs and lying about them, though that person gets to be there or they have another day of hearings. I'm not there. Paul Watson's not there. My crew's not there. And they're going to have more hearings in the Intelligence Committee. The last time they did that in the Intelligence Committee in the House and in the Armed Services Committee in the House, this is in the Senate, they literally said that I'm a Russian agent. We've played the clips here probably 100 times. Think about that. In the last hearings they had, right before they banned me 5 weeks ago, in the House Judiciary Committee, they said I was a racist. They said that I said nobody died at Parkland and I was bullying poor little David Hogg. None of that's true. You know it's not. And Sandy Hook stuff that they keep bringing out and twisting and exaggerating and amplifying and then saying I'm doing it. And they called for me to be banned. And a week and a half later, I was banned. And now they're calling, the very Democrats are in the news, for me to be completely banned and anybody else that supports Trump. These people are flaming, authoritarian, anti-free speech crooks. This should be the biggest scandal in the country. But only Trump sees it and says it's criminal and dangerous and that they're doing it to millions of people, which they are. And you're going to sit there and watch those senators in that Intelligence Committee, him and Haw, and try to say, now the Russians, this is what you're supposed to do. Now the Russians, they hit both parties, right? They'll go, yes, sir, that's right. The Russians are pounding everything. My God, we had a million bot hits. A million bot hits? A five-year-old can do that. Facebook has hundreds of billions of bots out there continually. So does Google. They got all your records in lifetime, everything. The Russians can hardly wipe their ass compared to the globalists. And excuse my French there, but this is a joke. 80% of the bots in the campaign on Russia were PR firms hired by the Democrats to do stuff. That's how you get around campaign finance laws. You do it in England, France, everybody's got it. Remember Michael Moore went to a protest after Trump got elected that was bot controlled? How do the Democrats get around campaign finance law? They go by bots. And the one thing is the Russians aren't one of the biggest groups doing online marketing and botting, but they will do criminal stuff. It's true. They will steal your credit cards. There's a lot of criminal activity based in Russia. And so you can hire them to do anything you want. And so there are some Russian bots over here and they're mainly Democrat. So again, that's the truth. But I don't pay for bots. I don't hardly pay for any advertising. I did Adroll and then I did Criteo to put our ads out there on the internet on Drudge Report and other places. And they took it away from me. I'm not even allowed to advertise on the internet our products to be able to fund this operation to try to save the country. I sure as hell am not a Russian bot. I may have to go off air. I'm so angry I'm going to start screaming and yelling. Because let me tell you something, folks. I demand to face my accusers. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of you being accused when you're a patriot of being a Russian or a globalist when it's the globalists that are the enemies. And then our traffic goes to all-time record highs. Our support is record high, but just a little bit above the election. And our expenses are much, much greater. So you could technically argue we are not in the best financial shape we've ever been in. But technically, more money's coming in than ever before. And technically, we've got more traffic than ever, and it's pure organic traffic. They've already gamed the Google algorithm to block us. They've already shadow banned us. They've already outright banned us. They've already hit us with everything they got. And because of you supporting us, we're still standing, and they don't know what to do. They want to kill my character and demonize me ahead of you-know-what, and I'm not going to talk about it on air. I got a family, and they don't like hearing it. I'm not worried about me. I'm serious. I'm worried about everybody, them winning. If the globalists are able to do this, and they've shown they're more authoritarian than I even thought. They've shown they'll take the gloves off and do criminal stuff and admit in thousands of pages of articles today, it's everywhere, ban Alex Jones, totally shut him down, arrest him, crush everybody, ban everybody, authoritarianism. And then they have these committee hearings, and we'll hear about Russians. It ain't the Russians taking our free speech. Now listen. You want to support us, I need to bring in a lot of money. I had some other initiatives set up that they're really scared of that if I launch them are going to be huge. Just like everything we've done has been a massive game changer. They know, the deep state knows, that we've got the zeitgeist. We've got the Arthurian sword. We've got the black arrow. Use whatever lore you want. They know we've got the connection to victory. And they fear me. Okay? Period. They fear the fire. They fear the spirit. I'm not bragging, but I've got a spirit of victory and a spirit of America and a spirit of loving God, and I know these people are the enemy. I see them, and spirit is like fire. It spreads. And my fire is contagious. Your fire is contagious. And us together realizing our power through God and our historic will and our birthright as Americans is the authority to be in control of this planet. And that's why the globalists have come here, to steal that birthright and give it to their father, the devil. That's why I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality fish oil, krill oil, and fish oils for your children. Honor Roll, specifically designed. That's why you need to get Ultimate Bone Broth Formula and Body's Whole Body Turmeric Ultimate Support. 95% curcuminoid. Nobody's got stuff at this level, just like our info. And it's all 40-50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I was listening to this song this morning. It made me think of America. Let's listen a little bit of George Strait here.
I burn with desire each time my heart fans the fire to that old flame that burns inside of me. She cried when I left her, now I cry to forget her. Oh, how foolish I was to ever want to leave.
Yeah, I've been a few times I thought about selling out.
There's nobody in his life.
But even that idea haunts me. I could even think about that years ago. I'll never leave America now. I'll never back down. I'll never bend my knee. Now it's so clear how evil these people are. We were right all along. We're going to win, folks. But it's going to be rough. Why do you think all this scum, all these globalists trying to bring down the country? They don't have the birthright. They want to dominate the globe. They want to dominate humans. If we can take back the country,
I still carry her picture.
We can
I wish her well
stop
with a new love.
The carnage that's already happening, and it's going to get a lot worse. The cost is so great if we don't do the right thing now.
Each night finds me dreaming. Each day,
then we're not fit to be in God's company. And so right now is the time for you to decide which side you're on. I can tell you right now. I thought, in the nod, a song about an old love gone. I didn't think about any of my old loves. Because this love is our ancestors and our children into the future and everything we are. And America, that old flame. Nobody in his right mind would leave her. Nobody in his right mind would take free market and everything we've had and rugged individualism and our adventures together and the good, the bad, and the ugly and what we've sacrificed for and our ancestors have sacrificed for and then throw it away. Nobody in their right mind.
My heart was smart enough to stay behind.
You know, people war game things in their mind, and I think about how weak the general public is. They've had so much freedom so long that can they be saved? Can they be rallied to turn this around? over the years, you know, at 3 a.m., you wake up doubting, am I putting myself on the line, putting my family on the line for this? You get a weird form of guilt, but then your soul kicks in and God and the Holy Spirit goes, your children have no future if you let these people win. You're on the right track. These people are really bad. Cut up and go all the way. And now we've seen things begin to turn around. Now we know humanity can wake up and can be energized and can be close to God again, and that we can do incredible things. And now it makes it even that much more valuable to know the striving of our species over all the eons on this planet, the adventures we've been together, all of our ancestors together, focused into you and I right now, us together. And just let these horrible people steal the whole future and put microchips in us and dumb us down and totally social engineer us and poison us. The tree of globalism is poisonous. The tree of globalism is death. The tree of globalism is failure and dishonor. And my spirit knows Trump's for real. You know it's real. And you see he's for real. He's not some fake Bible thumper up there telling you how good he is and telling you how bad you are. He says, no, I'm a man. But I love free market, and I love prosperity, and I love you, and I believe in you, and I don't want to see you be negative, and I don't want to see these people demoralize you, and I believe in you. That's what he says. I believe in you. I'm betting on you. Believe in me. And if we'll just do that, sky's the limit. It's the same thing with me. The globalists know. They've got a bio on me. They know my whole history, family history, everything. That's why they fear me, because they know I'm for real. And they know that I carry success, just like you do, just like America does. And they fear that. They fear that ignition. They fear that human will. You know, there's two different types of monarch butterflies. There's one type that takes several generations, you know, to get all the way up to Canada. And then they've got a big one that's three times bigger than the other little monarchs that flies all the way back down to Mexico to one little mountain region. Saw a great documentary on it a few years ago at IMAX. I already knew about it. It was amazing to watch. And then they fly all the way back up. You know, they fly down, have their babies die, and then it takes generations, three generations for the little ones to get up, and then the big one pops out, and it takes them back. And that's what America is. We're the big monarch. That's going to carry humanity to the stars, that God's going to use to defeat the devil. Watch. I'm sure of it all now, ladies and gentlemen. And we're now in that generation of the big monarchs. We've got to fly all the way from Canada, all the way down to central Mexico, this big, beautiful forest region, these big, giant, 500-foot tall trees. And a lot of them drop out of the sky and die on their way. They fall out of the sky. I've been in Texas, and all of a sudden, big old monarchs start dropping out of the sky. And I saw that documentary. I was like, I saw that one time when I was a kid. They didn't make it, but some of them do make it, and they may make it, and they mate, and they have babies, and they die. And then it takes those little babies three generations in less than a year, living their life cycle, to jump to the north. And then the big guy pops, and the big guy's got to come back down. And that's what this is right now. We're in that period. You're the big monarch. You're the big butterfly. You've got to take it all the way down. You've got to deliver it or the species dies. You can't drop the ball at this level. We're at that end game time. And the enemy knows we're turning the tide right now. They know we're turning the tide. They can feel our spirit rising. It's scaring them because it's what they want, but what they don't have. We already have all the innate power. We already have all of it. The keys of the universe, God already gave them to us. But we got to learn how to drive first. This is driver's ed. God's just waiting right there. Pass the driving test. There's a big blue highway right there, baby. Come on up. Just like that song he wrote, Stranglehold. Come on, come on up. Come on, come on, come on up. Come on, come on, come on. But they want to keep you down. Oh, America's bad. America will never come back. America sucks. America's weak. You suck. You're nobody. No, no, no. You're a victim group. You're under our control. You just stay right there where you are. Oh, Alex Jones is a failure. Oh, you're a failure. Oh, Trump's a failure. No, you just go down there. It'll give you a little fluoride. How about some mercury? How about we brain damage you so we can lord over you? You know, they've got vaccine records that have come out in the news of the most liberal and elite areas of the U.S. They have vaccine maps, including in Europe, of who's unvaccinated. Did you know that rich leftists are 100% unvaccinated? Did you know in the military that none of the officer corps takes vaccines? The unenlisted officers all do. Trump wants to stop all that. See, Trump doesn't need to brain damage you so he feels better than you. Oh, I'm better than you. I brain damage you. See, I don't need to cut your legs off to be strong. I'm strong. And quite frankly, watching you flounder makes me feel weak. All right, I'm going to say it again. We have more traffic than we've ever had at Infowars.com only because you've been spreading the links and overriding their AI and defeating them. And yes, we're bringing in a little more money than we've ever brought in before. Quite frankly, we're bringing in quite a bit less until this happened. And I was really worried. I was really flogging hard, support us. Since the ban came, a lot of capital's come in. But you can look into the future and things I want to launch and things I don't want to talk about on air that are going to be very effective against the New World Order. Believe me, this is more than a one-front war. And it's not things I want to do management-wise. It's not things monetarily I want to do, but I got to do it. So if you want to see this mission continued, and if you understand they want to shut us down for a reason, then you need to financially support us, and I want to thank you all. I'm not shaming anybody. I'm thanking you for so far supporting us, but you cannot put money into something that is more aggressive against tyranny and Satanist and anti-human filth. There's no organization more focused, more crazed. This is it. And we've got products that help you. I mean, even mainstream media admits, they have to, that fish oil is the best thing out there. But you want the pure fish oil. You want the mercury removed. We have the best, strongest, cleanest you're going to get anywhere. The best krill oil, the best wild harvested from the fjords of the North Atlantic, salmon, and the best concentrated in little pills for the kids, the honor roll. Three different types. You cannot do better. Infowarsstore.com. Help the brain, help the body, help the heart, help the Infowar. Win. Non-zero sum game. Planetary expansion. Everything I do is about that. And then we've got Ultimate Turmeric Formula about to sell out bodies. That's 50% off. The Bone Broth, I'm about to cut that special this week. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com. I really appreciate you standing with us, but we need massive capital infusions so I can energize to take on Soros and Hillary. I need it!
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfowarsLife.com. That's InfowarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way.
That's the great one, bringing us in, Frank Sinatra. All right. I'm just going to tell you this. You want to tune into the show tomorrow because there's going to be some big surprises. And folks know I tend to tell you stuff right up front. I don't tell you big surprises unless there's big surprises. So, in fact, I never even contact Matt Drudge. I'm going to be contacting Matt Drudge after the show today. I'm going to leave it at that. So you're going to want to tune in tomorrow. So, I wouldn't even be surprised if they don't try to take me out today. Let me tell you something. If you knew what was going on behind the scenes and everything else, folks, this is such a real world event. This is America on its deathbed. And then the globalists got sucker punched by the Patriot movement and Trump and yes, people in U.S. government agencies. People go, well, I thought the agencies are bad. It's Patriot groups in the agencies who knew the plan to totally take over if Hillary got in, which you now see they're still doing as if Trump isn't even there. Now I'm going to go to this important boil down with Walter Cronkite pledging himself to the devil and more. And then we're going to come back and I'm going to get into the big enchilada. Why are they shutting everyone down? I had a huge epiphany last night. Wait till we break this down. This is so critical. But remember, it's all up to you to get the word out.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
We'll be back. This is your life. This is the real world. This is decision time. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I can tell you right now, my spirit is at white-hot full power. And the only time that happens is just like Lord of the Rings, when goblins are near, Sting lights up white. Let me tell you, the Democrats know if Kavanaugh gets in and all this other stuff happens, the economy's coming back. Little Bird told me the actual new growth rate may be 4.85% in the next month when they announce it. I mean, they are in panic mode right now. And they are going to pull out false flag attacks on the media to be blamed on yours truly and others. They are going to just get more and more vicious, because if you look at the globalists, they look like pedophiles and crypt keepers, because they are. I mean, this is a collection of the worst slime drawn like moths to flame to get control of this republic so they can slowly torture the living daylights out of it. It's the same spirit that wants to kidnap a three-year-old and torture it for a month in a dungeon. They call it sucking it up, sucking it dry, using it up, as it begs for mommy, as the baby does. That's their words, as it begs. So you have to understand, the spirit of the New York Times, CNN, is a spirit that would kidnap a three-year-old and torture it for a month to death. And once you understand that that's not rhetoric, on my soul, that is who they are. Then you know the pure enemy and how they hate you, because you are not a spiritually hunchbacked, ugly, satanic, blood-drinking demon. Because even though they can't all carry out their fantasies, that's their spirit. Now, does that make sense? Now, I could go through exhibit after exhibit and prove what I just said, but you already know it. So the sun is rising and the vampires are scared. Metaphysical, energetic, spiritual, and physical destroyers. Parasites. And it is a self-hate that they project onto us. See, we love ourselves. We love you. You love us. We love God. We love potentiality. We love seeing a great, good-looking, successful family that are nice people. We don't feel bad because somebody lands in a cool helicopter, or somebody has a bigger house than us. We feel that as a collective wealth through our individualism. Now, I said I was going to give you the big news, and I'm going to do it, but I am just so on fire with victory right now. I just don't even know what to say. Big stuff's happening. I feel in my gut the enemy's being broken right now. And that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods, but I can also intellectually see how the things they've done will never be reconciled with the American people or anybody else. I mean, America is not China with 5,000 years of slavery. We're not Sweden, where they were naturally communal people. So you can bring in a communist system and control them. The United States operating system, if you study it, is a whole nother discussion. But to even try to hazard a quick summation of it would be blasphemous. So I'm not going to do that. But let's just say born of fire. I'd have to say at the very heart of America's operating system it's very hard to say what's at the heart. Should I even say what's at the heart? The trap to which tyrants come to be destroyed. The hunter that hunts the corrupt kings. Well, they know what's at the heart of Texas. It's the Scots. But it's too simple a statement to say the Scots in Texas, because if you look at the Republic, it's a bigger picture. But the Scots, now socialist, now broken, now manipulated, now self-loathing, now in decline, those aren't the Scots. The Scots that came here were the Scots. To escape the tyranny of 800 years of war that they never gave in on. And then to have that ethos as the detonator with the English Renaissance and the French wildness and the Irish soul and the German power all fused with the Native American mystery. And the black slave's strength and desire for freedom. That spirit fusing into something never before seen and never before dreamed of. With Christendom and the Reformation and the Protestant worth ethic. With the Catholic ethos and just all of those things coming together in the beginning. And then the adventures and the freebooting and the war and the death and the creation and all the groups never allowed to build what they wanted or do what they wanted turned loose and the patents and the ideas and the trailblazing, the discovery. That is America. And that is only its first chapter. Not a chapter to be a victim in, but a chapter to rejoice that you come from such an incredible place. And such an incredible time. Now, before we go any further, when I come back, I am going to break down something so incredibly important, and I hesitate to even get into it because it's the key to everything. I mean, it's we know how to defeat the enemy, hands down. We have it in our hand. We have the key. We have to shove it in the door. Turn the lock and know that something better is on the other side. But so many men think CYA is the way to be somebody. And maybe if you wanted a bunch of crap and have a bunch of kids that commit suicide and, you know, have a bunch of fake trophy wives, maybe having the biggest house on the hill, the biggest jet boat, the biggest helicopter, being a sellout was cool, but you're empty. None of you guys have any real power. You don't have any real spirit, and you know you don't. You're playing it safe has almost destroyed us. But those timid souls aren't who I'm speaking to here today. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains set lightly upon you, as Patrick Henry said. All I can say is spread your wings, humanity, because the time is here. History is now. There's no way they beat us at this point. I've just got to gut up and take my legs, whatever they are. But it feels really good because they think tearing me apart limb from limb is going to intimidate you. It's the blindness because they think we're like them. And spiritually, they can't stop but do it. And so victory is very close within our grasp right now. Now, let me stop right there. If you don't fund us, they'll have fun destroying me earlier than I think I'm supposed to be. I know that launching key operations in the near future that I will not name here on air, but that are going to be extremely effective against the globalists legally and lawfully and will ensure that we're unstoppable needs to happen. But I do need to see a lot of capital. I need to see it right now. We have products you need. Go get a couple t-shirts, get some books, get some videos, get some supplements. Sign up for auto ship on things you want to reorder like coffee and supplements. 10% off on that. Big specials are about to end. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But whatever you do, keep praying for InfoWars and realize you're on the winning team. And just thank Christ for his guidance and that he lead us and direct us. And whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and those local stations you're listening to, because this is an epic time to be alive, and I am so honored to be here with you. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Here back live. Look at the front page of DrudgeReport.com, then we'll pull up NewsWars.com. Woodward book reveals nervous breakdown of Trump White House. Well, yeah, there are a bunch of wimps fighting globalism. Only Trump's strong. Chief of Staff Kelly on president. He's an idiot. We're in crazy town. This is the worst job I've ever had. Well, that's because you're actually having to work and not just follow orders. Let's go back to the headlines. I'm reading them. Thanks. Then continuing, Trump called Sessions mentally retarded, dumb Southerner. Well, I love Southerners. You know, I guess you could say Texas is Southern, but there are some dumb Southerners. There's also some dumb Yankees. Lost his temper during mock Mueller interview. Plus, there's audio now being released by Bob Woodward. We'll post it up on InfoWars.com. We'll play that later in this hour. Owen Schroyer's joining us. We have some of the Kavanaugh highlights, the Democrats flipping out. That's coming up at the start of the next segment here today. But you know, almost everything you see is a lie. Almost everything they put out is a deception. So remember that. Because not all of what I just said is what's supposedly on Woodward's audio. But Trump is an American. He's trying to restore the country. And he knows the Democrats are in bed with the Russians and the Chinese and everybody else. And he gets mad like he should instead of playing along with them. And he's like, why is Sessions doing this? Why are they indicting all these Republicans on campaign finance, buying their staff meals with campaign money, which is donated? That's totally legal. They're just interpreting it that it was the wrong expense account. It's how they indicted Netanyahu's wife over a 5-year period. A couple hundred thousand shekels worth of the government chef bringing government food and cooking for private meetings with world leaders at their house. Yes, you heard me right. In Israel, the government doesn't pay, they claim, for world leaders eating at Netanyahu's house. What? I guess they don't have a White House for their president over there. For their prime minister. Whether you love Netanyahu or hate him, Soros is on record saying he wants to overthrow Israel and the Arabs will just kill each other forever over it. Saudi Arabia doesn't take one person. You know, I got Owen Schroyer coming up about an exciting idea he has. But, you know, here's the deal. He's hosting 3 hours today. We're just going to have Owen on next hour, because I want him in here about this, but I need to get to this Trump thing, and I keep getting distracted with all the other news and things we just mentioned. It's all so insane. So I'm not, like, holding up on this. You need to keep tuning in and say, oh, tune in, I'm going to get to it. It's just that there's all these points I want to make, and I don't have a teleprompter. I want him to click, 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 click to make the key point I'm about to make straight ahead. Because really, it's a warning to the globalists and their own minions, and a warning to everybody else. And I want to break down what's happening very succinctly, and then what's going to happen down different roads if they do remove Trump. And then we're going to air, in the last segment of this hour, the Bob Woodward tape. But first, with the president, let's go to some of the highlights at the beginning this morning. Or the Supreme Court nominee, who the Democrats are panicking, has the votes. When they totally melt down. This goes on for like 5 minutes. I'm going to play a few minutes of it. It's insane. And then later, Durbin admits that the eruption hearing was planned by Schumer. So this is what they're doing, trying to disrupt our normal law, our system, to stop what the election stated would happen in 2016. They had this country so close to ending it, but now their victory is being grabbed away from them, and they are really upset. Here it is.
It's the same kind of controversy, and I see we're starting, so I'll shut up.
It does look like we are about to gavel in. There you go. Everyone, Senator Chuck Grassley, let's listen in.
On the nomination of
Mr. Chairman,
Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed.
Regular order, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night, less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
Hey, pause.
We cannot possibly.
You're out of order. Hillary had 35,000 illegal emails and foreign governments on it. It's a Dropbox selling out her whole country. She gave them the Office of Personnel Management hack to the Chi-Coms. You ought to all be in federal prison. Don't give us your crap about 40,000 pages you made him give from his whole life and everything else that got delivered. When in other hearings, your people don't even do that. You anti-American trash. These Democrats are all programmed to hate America. Let's continue.
Move forward, Mr. Chairman.
I extend a very warm welcome to Judge Kavanaugh.
We have not been given an opportunity to have a meaningful
his wife,
hearing
Ashley,
on the nominee.
There are two daughters.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with my colleague, Senator Harris. Mr. Chairman,
Judge
we received 42,000 documents that we haven't been
everyone
able
else joining
to review
us
last
today.
Night, and we believe this hearing should
I know
be postponed.
This is an exciting day for all of you here,
Mr. Chairman,
and you're rightly proud
Mr. Chairman,
of
Chairman, if we cannot
pause
be
again.
Recognized.
Back it up 10 seconds. Look at all these Democrats. They all look low energy, ugly. They got a chip on their shoulder. They're just scum. And they all run decaying, collapsing blue areas with feces all over the ground and starving people and gunshots and just, cause that's what they do. They just suck everything. And it's all these hunchbacks like Schumer walking around like Skeksis. Here, let's continue.
Hearing should
I know
be postponed.
This is an exciting day for all of you here,
Mr. Chairman,
and you're rightly proud.
Mr. Chairman,
of
if we cannot be recognized, I move to adjourn.
The American people,
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn
directly from Judge Kavanaugh.
Pause. That guy's called for me to be removed off the internet. Blumenthal, just look. He look at him. Looks like an angler fish or, you know, something. He just I move to adjourn. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, screw the election. Woo! Woo! Let's keep going.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
You'll never intimidate us. We're done. We're awake now. It's over.
We have been denied real access to the documents we need.
Let's hit pause again. 3% beat King George. We got like 30% awake right now, completely. It's game over, dumbos. It's all just begun. You think if you got big tech helping murder the Chinese slaves that you're going to run us? It ain't working, Jack. Continue.
Which turns this hearing into a charade and a mockery of our norm.
Hit pause again. Back it up. Notice they're turning into a charade and a mockery, and then they say that's what we're doing. Continue.
Chairman, I therefore move to adjourn this hearing.
Okay.
This is a mockery and a charade.
This is the collapsing universities folding into America. This is the collapsing universities where there's no free speech. There's all these weird spoiled brats and Plato. And I saw a pocket constitution. Can you imagine these loon bags running stuff? Free health care for everybody. Venezuela's great. More coming up. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So we are in an epic time. We have the mainstream corporate media, bought and paid for by foreign banks, the communist Chinese, publicly now saying ban all conservatives, ban all Trump supporters, ban Alex Jones from commerce. Just absolute criminal authoritarianism. I've got articles I haven't even gotten to. They're on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, where the Trotskyite, his father ran the Trotskyite Communist Party. William Crystal's calling for Republicans to be arrested, put on trial, arrest everyone in the Republican Party, overthrow it with the Democrats. Democrats calling for show trials. I mean, they are an authoritarian criminal group. They know internal polls show it's over for them. You've got the New York Times lying and saying our traffic's the lowest ever and that we're going bankrupt because they want to make that a self-fulfilling prophecy. And most of them over there have actually studied it. It's in the WikiLeaks. They're like, most of them are into Aleister Crowley stuff. It's like Oprah Winfrey, the promise stuff on PCP. So they think if they just say it's happening over and over again, it makes it so. Like Hillary's going to win 98%, the New York Times said. But here's the big announcement. You've got Panetta, the former head of the CIA and the former head of the Defense Department. You've got a bunch of other top Democrats and a bunch of other top establishment Republican types like Hayden coming out and saying, don't impeach Trump and stop saying you're going to kill everybody. You're going to cause a massive backlash. And this thing is blowing up here. And if you remove Trump from office, he's right. It's going to cause a depression, an economic collapse. And so we'll get the blame for this, and it's going to cause a total civil war. And you're not intimidating conservatives and people. You're only making them dig in and get more upset. So you need to stop. And it looks like the blue wave is going to be a red wave. And even CNN had to admit that this weekend, that Trump turns the GOP into a red wave. So that's why they're hitting the panic button, trying to stop hearings. It's why they're saying everybody's in the KKK. Well, when you run around going KKK, KKK, ban all Alex Jones supporters from Facebook, KKK, it doesn't, it's malarkey. And so they've shown their hand. They've gone too far. Here's the problem. The Brennans and the Clintons and the Warrens and the Michael Moores of the Democratic Party and the Rob Reiners, they say, we want a violent war. We want a confrontation. And they've had CNN and MSNBC and others say, this is a call to arms of both parties to take down Trump. Now, they're not technically calling for violence, as some conservative sites have said. When I say, this is an information war, you know, we're dropping bombs over the target, that's why we're under attack. Clearly, it's a World War II analogy. To they didn't have radar back then. You know, they didn't have GPS. They were, and they put smoke up over cities, so you couldn't tell where the factories were, but you knew where the main flak was still, tended to be where the target was. So they've all lied about me and said that I'm calling for violence. When they're the ones saying, here's where the Republicans play baseball, they have no bodyguards. Hashtag hunt Republicans. The guy that shot him wasn't a bad guy. He was a hero. That's CNN Wolf Blitzer. They're the ones, you know, saying kidnap Trump's family, murder him, rape him, kill him. So they're doing that. But when at first I was like, well, they mean that as a figure of speech, call to arms. But now it's a talking point, call to arms, which normally means all hands on deck. Or, you know, really time to get serious. But I have some clips coming up next segment, and we have the president with Bob Woodward really chewing into him. And this is a tape that Woodward's releasing, which I don't think he had authorization to do. I think Trump thought it was an off-the-record conversation. So, again, you can't trust any of these guys. And Woodward, he wants to be pertinent again, wants to be, you know, like he's important, like he matters anymore. He wants to take down another president. And so Trump's chewing into him in this tape saying, you know, I didn't say those things. I didn't call Sessions retarded. I didn't say those things. They're all tailored to cut his support in the South. Everything that's said, if you read it, by Woodward. And Trump's chewing into him, and then Woodward's playing dumb, but it's already happened. It's breaking right now. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, from the Washington Examiner. Ex-Trump lawyer John Dowd denies quotes in Bob Woodward book. So see? Why in the... By the way, I know Trump. Just like in these conversations, you hear him being very, very clean about what he says. He would never say things like that, knowing everybody's recording him, even if he believed it. You've got Bob Woodward, which describes him calling Trump a effing liar and cautioning the president that he could end up wearing an orange jumpsuit. This is all just meant for them to grandstand. Because, again, they need to sell you. Here's the big epiphany. They need to sell you on taking down Trump being okay. But no matter what they do, you know they're liars and twisters. And so it isn't working. So then the question is, as the establishment figures out it isn't going to work, they've already hyped up the media and a bunch of other people to do this, and it's gone into crazy overdrive that leads to a civil war between the people that actually work and are hard and are strong and are focused and a bunch of unworking, stupid, lazy, baby victimology wimps. And it's just a disaster situation. I don't want to dominate Chuckie Schumer and all of his bizarre, dumbed-down, drooling constituents that can't even find their ass with both hands. I want them out of my life, but see, they won't get out of my life. This is like the bad neighbor or the old girlfriend or whatever that won't go away. Except I was never a boyfriend of the Democratic Party. And so it's extremely dangerous. All over Europe, the Germans are about to go totally nationalist. The Swiss, the Swedes, the Dutch, the French, the Italians, it's already happening. It's over. They went too far. It's seismic. And then they think if they can destroy Trump, and then they chose me too because I'm Americana and have a spirit they hate and I'm not scared of them. I was big, and you were big. You were important. You launched Trump. You're Americana. Black, white, old, young, male, female, Hispanic. You're great. You love liberty. You're red, white, and blue. You're who they hate. But they see me and the power you've manifested through InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and the tens of billions of views and all the rest of it. They see that as the enemy. So they think if they can destroy me, that will demoralize you. They don't even know about people once they wake up and take the Alamo. They figured it was a suicide mission. Travis said, we're probably all going to die across the line. Nobody stepped behind it. Nobody said no. Everybody stepped across. And the guy they sent out with a letter didn't want to be sent. See, those were different people. But when they killed everybody, and even killed the four or five wounded prisoners, did that make the Texans give up and go, oh, my God, they killed everybody? No. When Hitler firebombed civilian targets, nobody had ever done that in modern war, in London. At first, he was targeting military bases, and the Brits wouldn't give up. But most of them were actually against the war, but they followed the government's rulings. As soon as they firebombed the civilians, the polls went from 60% against the war to 99% for it. And the rest is history. And so that's what I want to tell you is the left only think a few steps ahead. They're manipulators. They're scum. They're low IQ. They just cheat because that's what they do. And things are going to get rough. But I can tell you, if you stay vigilant, if you stay involved, if you stay focused, they're done. I mean, this is going to be so decisive 10 years from now. When we look back and we're dealing with AI and the Chi-Coms, there'll be big threats coming. But domestic leftist traitors selling us out to big banks and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood. Hollywood's not going to be there anymore as you know it. It's all going to be gone. And we're going to be like, thank God we finally fixed all that because, whoa, the next level's coming. The drug-resistant, you know, viruses and bacteria, the Chi-Coms, the collapsing third world. We're going to have to get in there and fix that and prop those places up and really help those people. The globalists have been doing everything they can to sabotage. So we got a hell of a job ahead of us. We better get going here. But once we get these people out of our way, we're going to win. The problem is they're moving hard, and they're crazy, and they mean to kill the president.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow you'll want to tune into the broadcast. I'm just telling you that right now. They're making their move, man. The fact that mainstream corporate media is now going from saying, ban Alex Jones, to ban all conservatives, ban all Trump supporters, and then saying arrest everybody and just foaming at the mouth like this is just unprecedented. They are so scared that America has gotten away from them. And they think that if they intimidate you and kick you off Facebook or YouTube or wherever, that you'll somehow then start groveling to them, and they're a bunch of crazed anti-free market, anti-prosperity jerks. Owen Schroyer's coming up next hour. We're going to open the phones up. Got a bunch of clips from the Kavanaugh testimony that's got them so upset. They're having hearings tomorrow in the Intelligence Committee of the Senate that's headed up by these globalists and Senator Warner, who's calling all the censorship anti-Russian propaganda operations. Well, I could call him a Russian and say he should be put in prison. The Democrats have bigger connections to the Russians than any Republican. I have no connection. So we're in America beyond McCarthy. He actually went after people that did have connections. But they got to come testify in Congress. I don't get that, do I? There's an 11-minute audio tape. It's on InfoWars.com. Bob Woodward, they haven't really said. I've looked it up. I believe probably criminally leaked this, because a lot of this stuff's off record with Trump. But Trump's chewing into him. This is middle of last month, about him reportedly lying about things he said people told him Trump said in his new book. And so Trump is chewing him out. And now we have people involved in this going public saying, yes, I never told Bob Woodward this. Ex-Trump lawyer John Dowd denies quotes in Bob Woodward's book. More are now coming forward. Asked if he disputed the accuracy of quotes attributed to him in CNN's report, Dowd replied, yes. Asked whether he'd ever described Trump as an effing liar, warned Trump he's at risk of orange jumpsuit, or described Trump's interview prep to Mueller, and they go on to say, yes, it's all a lie. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's how they operate. Of course, they've already been caught lying thousands and thousands and thousands of times. Why would you? I mean, CNN goes on and says no one's censoring conservatives when they've led the move to do it. The New York Times publishes that we have half the traffic we had a month ago. This month, we're up like 70%, and we had days where it was double any record we ever had. We had a week, actually. But again, they want to demoralize you. They want to demoralize you. They want to tell you, oh, we crushed your champion. He lost. He's over. Oh, he's not even on the iPhone or Android apps now. No, we just hit number one on both. So they boop, delisted him. They're still there. And our new flat plateau is the highest plateau we've ever had by about 7%. And that's just InfoWars. A lot of our traffic's now sent to NewsWars.com and others that I think are even better sites. We're redoing InfoWars soon. But regardless, go to InfoWars.com/show. InfoWars.com/show. And click on the podcast for yourself. Click on the live streams. But more importantly, share them. And then tell folks about the local AM and FM stations. I know Facebook and all these, you know, people. Oh, who cares about TV stations and cable stations and radio stations? Well, they're big audiences. And we've gained, in the last year, because we didn't launch until then, 400-plus TV stations, some big, some small, all precious, over 100 cable systems, and close to 100 more radio stations. So again, America's instincts are there, and they're fighting back, and the globalists don't like that, and they want to set the precedent to say, look, banning really works. Big tech, let's ban all the conservatives. It's just flagrant admissions of such wild criminal activity. So un-American, so classically evil, and they're doing it like you're morons. And our wonderful president is saying no to it. Let's go ahead now and start going to part of the president and Bob Woodward. It gets really heated. Here it is.
President Trump, how are you?
How are you? How are you doing? Okay.
Real well. I'm turning on my tape recorder.
Oh, that's
with
okay.
Your permission.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Sorry, we missed the opportunity to talk for the book.
Well, I just spoke with Kellyanne, and she asked me if I got a call. I never got a call. I never got a message. Who did you ask about speaking to me?
Well, about six people. You know.
Well, they don't tell me.
Senator, I talked to Kellyanne about it 2.5 months ago. She came for lunch.
Well, it's too bad. Of course, you and I had a conversation, a couple of years ago, and so that, I think, got you there a little bit. And we had a conversation many years ago, if you remember, in Trump Tower.
I did.
That has to be 20 years ago. And you were thinking about doing a book about me then, which is interesting. Who knew it would have been on this subject, right?
Yeah,
that was not in the cards at that time.
That's right. Well, I'm sorry.
I still remember that.
I spent a lot of time on this, talked to lots of people.
All right, good.
And as you know and are living, we're at a pivot point in history.
Right.
And I would have liked to have done that, and I maximized my effort.
Right.
And somehow it didn't get to you. Or
it's really too bad because nobody told me about it.
Yeah. Let's just go back. I didn't have my mic on. They always lie, and they always say they've talked to you. That's just what they do. And if you do talk to them and they don't want to have your quotes, they go, oh, talk to me again. And then they always want again and again and again until they publish. And then 1 minute before they publish, they go, oh, we're going to publish. We wanted your response. Oh, sorry, you didn't get back. Because they're not media. They're frauds. Let's continue.
It's really too bad because nobody told me about it, and I would have loved to have spoken to you. You know I'm very open to you. I think you've always been fair, but we'll see what happens. But all I can say is the country is doing very well.
Let's hit pause again. Back it up. He'd always been fair because you weren't the president yet. He's a henchman. He's an assassin of truth. So now Trump knows he told all these lies. Let's continue.
Just about that at any time. We're doing better on unemployment maybe than ever. You know, I mean, if you look at the unemployment numbers, you've heard me say it. And we're doing better on unemployment than just about ever. We're having a lot of companies are moving back into our country.
Yeah, Trump's totally mad that Google searches the news. Nobody covers the economy. Nobody covers it coming back because they're the ones that artificially suppressed it because they hate the country. They hate flyover country. They want us depressed, like Bill Maher said, because they're scum. Continue.
Would have been unheard of 2 years ago if the other administration or representatives of it had kept going or kept, you know, if the other group had won. I will tell you that you would have, I think you'd have a GDP of less than zero. I think we would have been going in the wrong direction because regulations are such a big part of what we've done, Bob.
Well, I understand that point of view, and as you know, it's also a difficult time where the political system and you and my business is being tested.
Yeah.
And you know, I take it very seriously. I've done books on eight presidents going back from Nixon, Obama.
Right.
And I learned something about reporting, frankly, Mr. President.
Good.
I've got to go talk to people and see them outside of the White House and outside of their offices and gained a lot of insight and documentation. And it's, you know, it's a tough look at the world and your administration and you.
Right. Well, I assume that means it's going to be a negative book, but... Well, you know, I'm sort of 50% used to that. That's all right. Some are good and some are bad. Sounds like this is going to be a bad one.
It's a chance missed, and I don't know how things work over there in terms of...
Very well.
Yeah, hit pause again. This is all... We never got you to counter any of this. We're setting you up, and Trump's figuring this out now. Oh, now you can get a hold of me. Horse manure by a con artist, Bob Woodward. But Bob... This isn't the 1974, you little globalist. And you're not going to get away with it this time, you slime bag. What? Just imagine being filth like that. We're going to go to break and come back and play the rest of it where they get in the fight. And Owen Schroyer's coming in studio. A lot to break down. Just remember, they say I'm failing. They say I'm going under. It's not true, but if you don't support us, we will. And I've got big stuff that you'll be blown away with once we're able to launch it. But it takes a lot of capital to do it. So we're about to end this big Labor Day special, 50% off on a bunch of our best-selling items like Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, it's about to sell out. Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, incredible what it does for everybody. All the other great products, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for the support, but we need it more than ever in the face of the enemy. And believe me, these are foreign usurpers that have hijacked the country. But we're beating them, thank God, thanks to you. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, I know you can't stand it, globalists. We're going to sabotage your operation, sabotage America. So there's about 7-8 minutes left. The full video's up on InfoWars.com, the audio, but it plays in a video player. Bob Woodward letting the president know, I never quoted you, I never called you. That's really what happened. He claims he didn't. And then getting into the fact that it's a giant hit piece and trying to get a rise out of him, telling him what people told him that he basically made up, which he's famous for. So let's hear the charlatan attacking the lion. Here it is.
You know, it's a tough look at the world and your administration and you.
Right. Well, I assume that means it's going to be a negative book, but, you know, I'm sort of 50% used to that. That's all right. Some are good and some are bad. Sounds like this is going to be a bad one.
It's a chance missed, and I don't know how things work over there in terms of getting to you.
Well, if you would call Madeline in my office, did you speak to Madeline?
No, I didn't. But
Madeline is the key. She's the secret
I talked to Kelly.
Well, a lot of them are afraid to come and talk, or, you know, they are busy. I'm busy. But I don't mind talking to you. I would have spoken to you. I spoke to you 20 years ago. I spoke to you a year and a half or 2 years ago.
I
certainly don't mind talking to you, and I wish I could have spoken to you.
Well,
but nobody called my office. I mean, you went through, different people.
Mr. President, how can I spend all this time talking to people and like Kellyanne and Raj and Republican senators? I mean,
who are the senators? No, they never called me about it.
Senator Graham said he had talked to you about talking to me. Now, is that not true?
Senator Graham actually mentioned it quickly on one meeting.
Right.
And,
we'll see.
You know, that is true. Mentioned it quickly, not like, and I would certainly have thought that maybe you would have called the office. But that's okay. I'll speak to Kellyanne. I am a little surprised that she wouldn't have told me.
Yeah,
in fact, she just walked in. I'm talking to Bob Woodward. He said that he told you about speaking to me, but you never told me. Why didn't you tell me? I would have been very happy to speak to him. All right, so what are you going to do?
Well,
I have another bad book coming out.
It goes on, and, what you can count on is that I've been very careful. And Evelyn, are you on?
Yes.
Evelyn Duffy, who's my assistant, Mr.
Hello,
President,
Evelyn.
She transcribed all the tapes because, with permission, I tape people for hundreds of hours.
Good.
And I think there's nothing in this book that doesn't come from a first-hand source. Is that correct, Evelyn?
I believe.
But are you naming names, or do you just say sources?
Yeah, well, it names real incidents. So.
No, but do you name sources? I mean, are you naming the people, or just say people have said?
I say at 2:00 on this day, the following happened, and everyone who's there, including yourself, it is quoted. And I'm sorry I didn't get to ask you about these.
I mean, you do know I'm doing a great job for the country. You do know that NATO now is going to pay billions and billions of dollars more, as an example, than anybody thought possible, that other presidents were unable to get more and it was heading downward. You do know all of the things I've done and things that I'm doing. I'm in the process of making some of the greatest trade deals ever to be made. You do understand that stuff. I mean,
sir,
I hope.
I, un- I understand, and I would have loved to go through a discussion with you about NATO, because this, you know, goes back to early in your administration and your concern about it and the agreement.
All right, let's stop right there. We put this out as a tape on Infowars.com. I'll put the rest of it on there, but that's when it really gets heated. The point is, Trump's like, I'm an American president. Things are working. They're getting better. I'm doing a good job. No, you're doing a bad job. You're a failure. Because these aren't a bunch of anti-American scum, a bunch of wannabe elitists who are trained to hate you, because criminals and parasites always hate who they're targeting. Thank God we're exercising these demons of the left and all the disgusting establishment elitists. Good Lord. We'll be back with Critical Intel. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Why the Democrats are panicking. Just last year, the number of black Americans saying they're going to vote Republican because of Trump's double. Same number for Hispanics, that's right. The party, the KKK, the Democrats, is in full panic mode.
Hey, what Make America Great means to me, the fact that I can wake up every day of my life, and if I choose to make the right decisions, I can be whatever I want to be in the greatest country in the world.
President's here. It'd be cool if I could do some tricks for him. I support. I mean, I'm still here. Everybody's having a good time, so it's a good vibes.
I stand for all his policies, both religiously and politically, and I just think he's been doing a really great job.
I just want to see, like, because I've never seen him, and it's exciting.
He's already done so much for the country, and he's really doing a great job.
Have you guys been affected by any of the policies that he's enacted personally?
I have. As far as abortion goes, that was one of my big issues. I very heavily stand for the unborn. And so his policies, as far as that goes, has really, really affected me.
My body! Her choice! My body! Her choice! My body! Her choice!
I just like him, you know. I lived in New York back in the 70s when Trump was on his rise, and I always had that admiration for Trump and the things that he was doing in New York City. Back in the early mid-70s, so when he became a candidate for president, I just still had a joy for him, you know?
I've got more friends in the unions now than I ever have before. They are hiring at a rate that they don't have enough minorities to fill. There's not enough of them. These guys aren't going out and applying for these jobs. They're everywhere, and they're begging for minorities. Wages are going up. The economy's thriving. More jobs are being provided. I mean, the guy creates minority jobs just by showing up.
Trump's still Trump, and now there's a motivator, a person that do things, a person that can get things done. And nothing you can do or say about it can change that, so well.
So why do you like him?
Huh? Because he speaks his mind. He don't play around with it. You know what I mean? He goes to the point.
Do you think some of these other politicians are being fake a lot of times?
Absolutely.
He is a great man for our country. I do believe so. Yes, I do. I love Trump. Go, Trump!
The hate is clearly over there.
He's trying to give us freedom.
You can feel the vibes of hate coming from over there. Yeah. And you look over here, the people aren't screaming at them. The people aren't screaming.
Peaceful protesting. This is not what peaceful protesting is all about. This is what they think is acceptable. This is not what Trump stands for, but they don't understand that. Why are they mad for us believing what we believe and we're not mad at them for believing what they believe? Like, I mean, I think it's all out here to get each other out of our skin, and I love it. It's out here for entertainment purposes for me.
What?
They say because I'm black, I should be over there. And I'm not black. I don't go by black. I go by two or more races.
What were they saying to you?
They said something about a white girl or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't find the hate. I've been looking for hate all day. Hate was over here with the protesters. There's been no hate in the Trump crowd. I've got nothing but love all day. So I don't understand where the racism or the hate or whatever they say about Trump. Trump's not a racist. He's an American businessman. It's that simple. The divide was created in the Obama administration, and that wave has just been rolled by the media, and that's it. Trump creates nothing but greatness.
Conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
I know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to be with anyone.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Well, there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
The, right now, the war is the InfoWar.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars!
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
InfoWars. InfoWars.
InfoWars. InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Owen Schroyer's here. He's got a big plan, a big idea that I concur is going to be massive. If you think it's important, the sky's the limit. If you choose to take this mission, let's come in at 33 after with the classic Mission Impossible. I had it in there like 20 years ago, and about 5 years, I'm not mad. I have to say it on air that it happens. We always play the high-tech new one. I want, as a form of neuroses, at 33 after, I need it. I need to hear Mission Impossible, the classic from the 1960s. Owen, the energy level's very, very high. I'm sure you've seen the news. Literally hundreds of articles republished thousands of times saying ban Alex Jones, ban everyone. Fake news by Bob Woodward. The people say we never said that to Bob Woodward. He doesn't have tapes of it. A total hoax by him. Total desperation by the deep state. Alex Jones said bans would strengthen him. He was wrong. No, I said it may destroy us. But if listeners choose to take action, if listeners choose to believe in the First Amendment, it could backfire, but it's up to you. And what's that right there? Almost double the highest ratings we've ever had and the new plateau going up in the month of August. The new plateau was the previous highs. And I already said on air, our traffic was like 3-4 times what it's ever been, and then now it's really high. And of course, this is Google Analytics, which is only off Google devices. We showed our own analytics earlier. But I mean, let's sit here and let's show this to everybody. That is from our own internal analytics. from Cloudflare. Now, that new peak, these lows are old peaks. Look at that, baby. That's on the 6th and the 7th and the 8th. Everybody was like, oh, my God, what's this thing I can't see?
Right when they banned you.
Let me go see this thing. This, in our own analytics, is three times the traffic we had on election night, 2016. Three times.
And that first peak was that weekend where we were doing coverage of all of their protests to the Patriot prayer marches. And they said, nope, you know what? We have to shut Alex Jones down. This is, he's got too much reach. He's got too much.
Yeah. And then this is the new plateau, which according to our analytics is about 20-30% bigger than our last plateau, but Google says 7%. The point is the New York Times though says we're failures. Just like when the app on Android and on Apple, millions of downloads, went to number one in news, and they just delisted it. You can go get it at Infowars.com/app. It's still there. But you can't find it in the search function. It's gone. This is organized fraud, Owen. I mean, the thing is that they were always liars. But now they've gone and said, oh, let's stop lying. They go, no, let's quadruple down. And then now top Democrats are saying, actually, don't impeach him. It'll cause a civil war. It'll cause a depression. Because Trump got into power, and he could remove some of the globalist tariffs that people had. So that brought back a bunch of stuff. That's just phase one. That's nothing. 10% growth rate's easy. The president's right. 4.6 coming up. So we're going to go to break, come back with Owen Schroyer, who's here with me. Quite a time to be alive. Infowars.com. Newswars.com, but my God, these people are a pack of liars, and they hate you. They disrespect you. They think you're morons. I mean, these are the villains. They are the Hitlers of our age. They call us Nazis all day when they're funded by that old, ugly, evil Nazi collaborator. You know, that wart.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The walls like this in 20-something years on air. Everybody knows it. I can feel the energy. I can see it. I can tell you they're getting ready to make their move. We're winning. Trump's amazing. They are lying. They have made a conscious decision in media to cover each other at the Washington Post, at the New York Times, at CNN, when they just go out and say, ban everyone, and the next day you go, you're banning people. They go, no one's banning anyone. They're trying to break our will right now. And they're so upset that they artificially suppressed the economy and sold off U.S. productivity and riches, and that things are coming back, and that Trump isn't gone yet. And the word is, just like I told you before the last election, there's a huge red wave, even though there's going to be election fraud. The wave's going to be so big, their fraud's a seawall. It's going to go over the top, thanks to you. Call everyone. Go on C-SPAN. Go on local TV, local radio. Go speak at city council, PTA, your church. Get involved now. Vote, 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 vote. But even more importantly, pray to God for justice. Because, Owen, I played Mission Impossible music. Come in, we'll play it next segment. We have a mission for people that if they choose to accept it, will ensure the victory. But, I mean, do you energetically, also intellectually, but spiritually feel and see what we're dealing with and the fact that it's all confirmed? What a bunch of criminal, twisted, weird, mutated, hateful anti-Americans. When you look at what they do and their lies and what they, this is the scum of the earth that gravitated towards power. We as normal people didn't want power, but now we're awake to them and we're removing them, and they are freaking out like Linda Blair when the priest is putting holy water on her.
Let's use the old Star Wars allegory, Alex. We're driving in the crevice of the Death Star, and the opening that we have to shoot through is, you know, a tiny little hole at its closing. And we've got the time right now to send the blasters through that hole and blow up the Death Star.
But we
got to
pull the trigger.
And we have to do it now, and we have to act. And we this midterm election is going to be, I think, the pivotal point that we have, and maybe the last time we have to blast through that thing.
Without it really being horrible. And that's the thing. America killed 55 million babies, and we've done a bunch of bad stuff, and we repent. But you know what? The father in me and the nice guy wants to win in this round. We're going to win. It's just, how bad is it going to get?
Well, look what you were
saying. This is a painless victory, if we can have it. But do we really deserve it, Owen?
Probably not. I mean, but do we even deserve to be here? You know, it's... The Bible tells us it's by God's grace that we're even here. So we don't even deserve to be here to begin with.
That's right.
So maybe we will win this victory even though we don't deserve it. But Alex, look at what you're talking about where they say, there's no censorship happening. What? You're crazy. It's like as they're removing half the audience.
In the same show, they go, ban them all, take them. And next, no one's taking one off. Trump's crazy.
Yeah,
no, and you're like, it's on purpose to like mess with people.
But think, look at what they're doing right now to Judge Kavanaugh. What are the Democrats doing? They're all saying, well, we don't have the documents, so we can't read those documents. We can't confirm a judge until we have the document. Whoa, hold up. What about Obamacare? You didn't care about the documents then.
Oh, that's genius. They didn't even read it, and they voted on it.
So, I mean,
and then Hillary had the documents. Well, you know, she's got to be arrested until we have the 35,000 emails.
So
that is smart.
It's total fraud. It's total fraud on the face. But everything they do always blows back on their face. I mean, would the documents even change their vote? Of course not. It's
no one's fake. Ever demanded everything he wiped his ass with.
Except for the Democrats, because that's what they're into.
And I'm sorry to talk like that, but they're like, we want when he was a clerk at the such. And some people are like, what?
That's what Mueller's doing.
And I can't believe they actually found him in a few weeks and dumped him off.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, here's even the documents. Go through the documents. It's not going to change their vote.
Every case he ever clerked on in like five courts.
This is why people.
How the hell could you even demand that? You want what he wrote in his law journal. You want his rulings. You want his statements. That's all that's admissible. Not every judge or court he was ever involved in.
By the way, they were silent for six opinions by Judge Kavanaugh that made Supreme Court decisions. Six opinions.
He's a very respected judge.
So it's the same type of fraud, but people are seeing this, Alex. Dianne Feinstein, during her questions today, she said that she wants a Supreme Court that is multi-religious, multi-ethnic, and get this, multi-economic. Wow, Dianne.
Tommy.
Wow. Yeah, you
the
really
two don't live together,
going.
Lady. Oh my God. Can we find that clip?
Yeah, we can.
Dianne Feinstein calls for multi-economic court.
If we can't find the raw clip, I recorded it earlier. I was doing a live stream earlier on Twitter.
Doesn't she get communism and socialism? Doesn't live with capitalism?
But doesn't it just show you where they're headed?
Like, I want fish that fly, you know, or I want pigs that fly. It's like,
what is the Supreme Court supposed to be, Alex? It's supposed to be justice. It's supposed to be what we determine as justice and law. What
and we want
say?
Free market. If you want to go to North Korea or Venezuela, go.
No, but the Democrats.
No, we want this,
care.
You piece of filth.
No, it's not about justice for the Democrats. It's we need to make sure
that pig woman went to Congress with no money. Her husband
$80 million now. Fine.
Her husband has billions in biotech money she gave to him.
But these are the people that. This is why Trump got elected. We're sick of seeing these people. But you know what, Alex? When it comes to your censorship, you know, Alex, bugs can be an annoying thing. But you're kind of like a bug in the globalist ear. But the problem is every once in a while you leave the ear and you land on their cheek and you sit there for a little bit and they're like, oh, I got them. And then, and then they end up slapping themselves in the face. They're like, oh, did we get him? Did we get him? And then he lands on the other cheek and they're like, oh, wait, all right, here, slap him. He's
like flies to land on Obama. I think it's a big old pooey.
All right, I got him. We got him.
Ah! Fly goes, look at that big old poopy.
And there goes Alex Jones. Oh my gosh, he's gone.
Fly's like, I smell poop. Over to Obama.
He actually had like five different times where flies are like flying around. It's like a pigsty or whatever. From
Hillary,
Charlie Brown.
They land on her too?
Yeah, yeah.
Pig
pen from Charlie Brown. Yeah, yeah. That's who it is. But Alex, but look, you know
got what? A big announcement when we come up. All I'm telling folks is I'm a little more relaxed today, but I just got totally crazed when the New York Times is Jones's traffic's down by half and it's record traffic. And by the way, that's what's crazy is we provided him with that.
Yeah, look at that. Down by half. Look at it. It's down by half. Jones's traffic. It's down. Oh my gosh.
Well, the New York Times said Iraq had WMDs.
Hold on, Alex.
And they go, well, look, it's gone down since then. No, that's a higher average than what it normally is.
See? No, but don't you know that's going down right here? This is your traffic.
This is down.
That's decreasing.
Yes. The stock market's down under Trump.
That's them defeating. Yes,
unemployment is up.
They're not calling, on Wall Street, they don't call it Trump Mountain.
Well, this graph is not blue, it's red.
They don't call it Trump Mountain.
The New York Times says this is red.
It's Trump Valley. The stock market is Trump Valley.
Trump, gosh, Trump gets in?
It's not Trump Mountain.
Let me see, 2017 January? Straight down.
Yep. Trump Valley for the stock market.
Hillary got in.
Remember how they said that those the trade negotiations with China would take the stock market? Oh, they went up 1,000 points.
Yeah, because it was all one-sided screw jobs. Like Canada has 280% tariffs on us. Mexico went, you know what? You're reasonable. We'll try to cut a few things where we're screwing you over. Trump's like, okay, good. Well, we're gonna. Canada goes, no, we're keeping them. We're going higher.
And then imagine if an anti-American company like Nike decided to manufacture their goods in America again. Could you imagine what that would do for the stock market?
Oh, but instead, let's worship Bozo the Clown Kaepernick, who sucks, running around virtue signaling about how much honor he's got, when it's all about pissing on America. You know what? You have a right to piss on America, Kaepernick. I also wish you'd get the hell out of it, but here's the deal. I have a right to say you are a moron. You are a low IQ idiot.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the real Red Pill Plus. The real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
good news, ladies and gentlemen. The worm is turning in D.C. And the old fellows up there that run that situation, they are very, very quickly realizing that big tech is censoring every conservative, every Christian, every veterans group, every libertarian group, and more importantly, members of Congress. So this is breaking on Infowars.com. Amid criticism of firm, Hatch wants Google investigated. Capping off a week of attacks on the company, Senator Orrin Hatch called Thursday for an investigation into search giant Google's possible anti-competitive practices. We'll give you more on that coming up. My mic sounds different. Did something happen? Something change in there? Oh, there it is. It's just not plugged in. There you go. Okay, we're back. Owen Schroyer's here. And I'm so wound up, I'm bouncing off the walls for the poor crew behind the scenes. It's that it's so epic. We exposed, you exposed. You're the power of InfoWars. The blood, sweat, brains, guts, muscles, you name it. You exposed that they were censoring everybody. You made a noise. Now Trump did something. Now it's a snowball with 63 days left. They have responded like criminals do. They've taken a hostage and have a gun to America's head, and they're getting worse. The Democrats are getting crazier. And so now that they're lying and saying, I've been shut down and I've been bankrupted, which is their goal, if you forget about us, because the truth is massive support came in, now it's starting to trail off, but it's still better than ever. They're trying to celebrate that we've been shut down and that we're going bankrupt and that we don't have any visitors. So you don't realize their power's been broken and that big tech and the Democrats are failing. This is military. That's why I showed you what's happening. It's like them Tokyo Rose a month before we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki with A-bombs. I'm not saying we're doing that. It's an allegory. It's an analogy. And of course, the listeners get it, but they'll lie about it. They said that America had been destroyed. It wasn't true. Now, if you notice, our new plateau doesn't have spikes. It's a new plateau. There you see the first 2 weeks of us being banned. Triple. So that's Google. Our analytics say triple. That's basically double our previous record. But now the new plateau overall is 7% higher than all their numbers combined. But they say we've been shut down. It isn't about InfoWars. It's about the mindset that they want to say we're losers, and they want to make you think you've lost, but here's what's happening. We haven't just gotten more hardcore listeners. The quality's gone up. The support has increased. Here's the problem. All I can do is tell you the truth. Our hardcore listeners that have loved us over the years, that tune in and out, they've come in, they're there. Our baseline listeners are there, stronger than ever. And we're getting more AM and FM affiliates, and that's great. Those are huge audiences. But in the outreach, reaching new people during this critical time when they're ready to be awakened, and the globalists miscalculated by demonizing InfoWars and trying to shut us down, they need us completely shut down now, or we'll actually get that new audience. They get it. So they need to completely destroy us and make sure we have no outreach because people are now ready to listen. You don't just censor somebody. You've got to destroy them. And that's why Owen had the idea last week, and we're launching it here, and we've got a limited staff. But the key to this is showing the great work you do, you posting it to YouTube, Facebook. As a citizen, you're allowed to talk about what's happening, getting it out there, and then we can magnify it here, but launching a plan that Owen has. And again, here's the New York Times saying, ban Alex Jones listeners from the internet. There's headlines all over the news. If we can pull one of those up, Paul Watson wrote an article about it. And they're saying, get his listeners off here. I found it right here. Facebook, all over being lobbied. New York Times lobbies Facebook to shut down private InfoWars fan pages. Because here's what happened. Like water following gravity. Or plants, you know, turning towards the sun. Or men and women being attracted to each other. It's gravity. You knock our 5 million followers off Facebook off, even though they already shadow banned us down to 5% last year. We were already banned. All it did was take all these hundreds of fan pages with 20,000 likes or 100,000 likes, whatever. They all have gone up 30, 40% the last month. And then they just magnified it. And they, see, the globalists are figuring that out. Oh, my God, we shut him down. But other people now, we got to shut them down, which is another chain reaction, and more people who have something taken away, like a dog. It's got something in its mouth. Try to take the ball away. You get the tug of war now. Now it loves that ball. Like, and this is why I think they're so stupid. So, oh, and you're a smart guy. I want to watch InfoWars Army next segment. And you'll host a little bit in with Paul coming up. But tell me, Paul Joseph Watson, what do you think the thinking is here? Because we would be destroyed if the listeners didn't get it to stand up. But because of them, we are still here. And with the lawsuits and the attacks, we need more money to even be even killed. It's like God just keeps providing. It's exactly what we need. And then they do something else, and all of a sudden the listeners go bloop. Like, without me even saying it, it's like metaphysical. Like Newtonian physics, every action, opposite and equal reaction. It's like, literally, they attack, and then God just goes bloop. They go bloop, 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 bloop. And it's almost a free will thing. It is. Like, when you care and just metaphysically move, it's getting crazy.
Well, they underestimated their enemy, Alex. Their enemy was the American people. They underestimated the American people. They thought that they were drugged out of their minds, fluoridated out of their minds, and either not interested in news and current events, or they were following sports or the Kardashians or hip hop or whatever the, you know, most trendy distraction was in their lives. But there's a worm turning, as you said earlier, there's a worm turning right now where it's like the lure of sports and pop culture is not as shiny. It's not as mystique. It's in vogue now to say, oh,
and it's been the thing that takes those energies and distracts them. Exactly. That's all imploding, and people are getting what that energy is really about.
And and this is why Kanye West seems like he's the smartest man on earth right now, because he just gets it. He understands that, wait a second, if the entire culture, if the entire establishment society is going against something, Kanye West as an individual just naturally, instinctually has always said, I'm going to go against that. I'm going to be opposite that. So he sits here and says, yeah, look, I support Trump. He even says, well, I don't know about his policies necessarily, but I like Trump. He was the underdog. They kept telling him he couldn't win. Well, now he's definitely winning. He's the most talked about human on earth probably ever since Jesus. And so he's having these victories, and they don't know what to do. They didn't think he'd get elected. They thought they could bully America out of electing him. You know, there was actually an amazing thing, Alex. It was a, I think it was a journal review, and it was February 2016, and it had a bunch of different radio hosts and news hosts and authors and everyone saying, never support Trump. And I was actually shocked at some of the conservatives I found on that list, like Dana Loesch. And I'm not here insulting Dana Loesch. It's just, Alex, we knew where the victory was.
Well, yeah, they're not leaders. She's good looking. She's smart. She's not a leader. Because you can act like a leader. A leader means you do the right thing, even when it looks like the odds are against you, because you know it's right. That's called leadership.
But I mean, we saw Trump pretty much day one going against this grain and did not give a damn whether they said he could win or lose. It didn't matter to me whether they said he could win or lose. I was going to support him.
Because we knew at a gut level.
And we knew he was going to win. It wasn't, that's what I'm saying. We're tuned into, I like to call it the frequency. We're tuned into the force. We're tuned into God. We're tuned into planet Earth. There are things out there. There are existential wavelengths that people can tune into. And
there are more things in the world in heaven than in all your books.
It's like when people, and I remember I had the same thing happen. You probably had the same thing happen. Oh, who's going to win the presidency? If you, Donald Trump. Everybody remembers the famous Ann Coulter segment.
I agree, but now they're getting more and more desperate. So I know we're confident, but I'm telling you, they could blow the president up with a nuke. I mean, these people are crazy.
And what would that do?
Make it worse for them.
Exactly. Like you said, they have no victory. They'll burn the earth to the ground, but they won't win.
Sounds like the devil. That's what the devil does.
Well, I mean, the more and more people look at these people's eyes, they see the devil.
And I'm not just saying that. They really are devils. They got big plans, and you're part of them if you choose this mission.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I was just joking about fake news, and I said, I wonder what the next thing is. Well, they'll videotape you out with your four children in public. And the left all celebrated that I had my kids taken away, which wasn't even true. I have them. And now they just walk over to public and go, F you and your family when I'm with my kids. But they get really pissed when they see me with kids. Because, again, they don't have kids. They've given up on life. It's weird, man.
No, we have to face these people. These are the goblins that we face in the street, Alex.
It's a real, real battle with Mordor. All right, let's get into your Mission Impossible for the listeners to take action with. We're counting on all you folks. Without you, they can win. But it's so much fun, especially if you put up, say, 100 things on power polls legally and lawfully with InfoWars.com, forbidden information. We're going to create the InfoWars Army subsection of InfoWars with some good art you can print off, but do your own. Don't wait. And put these up and do all this, and it just becomes huge news, like Sabo does out in California, like we did years ago with the Obama Joker. because they're trying to kick us out of the internet. Well, let's hit them in the third dimension, which don't worry. This week, you're going to want to tune in because we're going to be on the ground in big ways. Just Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Don't worry. Don't worry. They haven't shut Jack Diddley Squat down. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly it, Alex. They want to essentially have total control over what we see and what we're exposed to. And how do they get that control? Through the levers of the digital platforms, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. That's the digital world where most communication happens and most messaging happens. So if they want to try to ban us from the digital world, which they are trying to do, we will jack into the 3D physical realm and we will break into their matrix there and then bring people to our platform.
And I was calling it Operation Third Dimension, but you know, so it's like the InfoWars Army's first mission is Operation Third Dimension.
So basically, here's a couple things that I have in mind, Alex. One, the one thing, like you said, if we can have some sort of a stunt that makes national news, that's huge. And it doesn't
sporting events, unfurling InfoWars things.
Yeah, exactly.
Confronting Bill Clinton.
It doesn't even exactly something like that. If it's like with the Bill Clinton is a rapist thing, that became national news, right? Just people saying Bill Clinton is a rapist, getting onto television saying that. That became a national news thing. Now, a lot of this stuff will have to kind of war game behind the scenes so that the enemy doesn't get privy to what we're doing. But a lot of this will be wargaming on the war room with myself and Roger Stone 3 to 6 weekdays here at InfoWars.
So now the info, we already planned this years ago, knowing this was coming. The war room is going to be the coordination of the operation.
Exactly. And the one thing that I am saying in public that I want people to do, now everybody knows I came from the sports media. Okay. So here in September and October are two huge months for sports. You've got
these are huge targets in the information war.
So, you know, I just have a vision, Alex. I can see it now. It's Yankee Stadium, Yankee Stadium on a September night or an October night. It's postseason and there's a nice ambiance. People are filing in. People, you can hear the sodas crackling and the peanuts.
Chili dogs.
Smell it all. Yes. And Obama's having a hot dog in the private.
On his knees.
Yeah. Anyway, but there hanging from the side of the rafters, there is a big sign that says free Alex Jones, and 60,000 people are in Yankee Stadium. Free Alex Jones. Who is Alex Jones? I've never heard of Alex Jones. Or I don't know. You're at a big college football game. It's your homecoming weekend for college football. And you and your buddies decide you're going to get some king size.
Well, it's the morning before, like they do on the news. They hold up signs about their team.
Oh,
hold up.
Yes.
Free Alex Jones.
College game day. That's right. They do it every week. The big college football game, college game day. Everybody puts up a sign. Infowars.com is banned. Free Infowars. Free Alex Jones.
Here's the thing, is they've used sports, which are great, to divert us, use our animal instincts, often things that don't matter. Use your information warfare instincts to put up Infowars is banned. Hashtag free Alex Jones.
So this is how we're going to red pill people, break into the mainstream matrix in the physical realm, since they're trying to deny us that access on the digital realm. And here's the other thing too, Alex, like you said, okay, everybody can go on and do a little tweet and hashtag and put out a popular tweet.
And then the leftists can block that. No. They cannot stop you third dimensional.
But let's say this, Alex, in the 3D world is more fun. You know how much more fun it is to go out there and
have your heart climb up on a billboard of some leftist globalist politician running for office and spray paint over it, Infowars.com verboten. Do not do anything illegal.
Yeah, we have a mission statement. We don't do anything illegal, nothing that's violent. We're totally peaceful, so that is in our
But you could
statement.
Get those big projectors on the side of a big building, like during a college game, it's at night or after, or to project up on the building, Infowars.com verboten.
Ah, or, you know, let's say you own a
or
business.
Or let's say you can call to this week, Just search engine, local, air advertising. They have companies, maybe $1,000 to make the banner, a couple thousand to go up to the flight. You guys that got money and gals, put it on the table. Infowars.com. Forbidden. Or, you know, free Alex Jones. Get airplanes up like I did all over the country. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars putting things up saying Hillary for president. And it got on national news and it kicked off. It's the will, folks. You gotta do it.
And some of this stuff is going to take some money. It takes a couple $100 to buy a front row seat behind a baseball game.
Or just the timing. Like when Bill Clinton goes, and as everybody knows, you're a rapist.
Yeah. Well, and that's priceless. Now, something like that is priceless. Exactly. Going to an event and stealing the show like that is priceless. But like yesterday, a ball game, there was a guy sitting right behind perfect camera view, right behind the home plate in a baseball game with a MAGA hat on. You know what was on TV for 9 straight innings? Make America Great Again.
You know what I don't get? I don't have a lot of money. Like I said, we're making more money than we've ever made since this ban happened. Earlier in the year, they'd taken some sponsors, done some stuff. We were behind. We're still not ahead, but we're doing well. I'm just reporting you the facts, folks. But I don't have the money. If people have the donations, if I got $100,000, I would literally parse it out to whoever would do it and then go with their signs behind home plate. And then that $100,000 would be like $20 million to advertise.
Exactly, because you're going to have a million people watch the game on TV. You're going to have people at the game wondering what's going on. And guess what? Here's the one thing. Maybe, and this will be kind of an interesting thing to test here, Alex.
Well, they're trying to suppress your speech. Fight back, America.
Well, it used to be normal. I'm telling you, Alex, you could go, even in the 90s, you could go and hang any sign you wanted at a ball game. No one's going to ask you what your sign meant. Infowars.com, no one's going to ask you to take, oh, but now, oh, I don't know. So maybe there's another thing we're kind of testing, too. Are they going to censor free speech actually in the 3D world now? Are they actually going to come after you? Oh, but guess what?
Well, the left wants free speech zones. The left has banned them on universities. We've got to let these little bastards know anything you announce publicly, pro-Second Amendment, land rights, pro-life, Antifa comes out and they have bike locks. Well, the little turds aren't going to be in baseball and football games.
Well, you know, maybe you got a nice InfoWars Navy t-shirt with the red logo that's really loud on the front. You just have four people sitting behind home plate standing there. They all got their InfoWars shirt on for 9 innings, on TV for 9 innings. So it's stuff like that. There's other things. People know.
We're invading those spaces with the truth.
It's all about jacking into the matrix. There is a mainstream matrix that they don't want your political message there. That's what they're showing you right now by censoring you on social media. So we have to go into the physical 3D world and put our political
messages
out there.
The people strike back.
So here's the deal though. There's going to be some organization here because what I need to do is get people in touch with one another so that you can meet other like-minded people who want to go out there and
how's this gonna work?
Sign or something. So InfoWarsArmy.com is where you can enlist. There's going
to
be
there's
going to be an enlistment.
Is it up? Thing. Oh my God, I didn't even know that. Wow.
There's going to be an enlistment thing at the bottom of the website and there's different rankings too. So like it's pretty easy. You become a private, you put an InfoWars magnet on your car, an InfoWars bumper sticker on your car, you wear a Trump hat around when you go out, you're an InfoWars show. Okay, you're a private. Let's say you decide you want to hold up a sign at a college football game that, you know, 50,000, 100,000 people will see and a bunch of people will be talking about. And you organize that with your buddies and you're all waving a big InfoWars.com sign, free Alex Jones sign at the college game. Maybe you're a sergeant first class material. And then there's also the University Wars Division. We want to get people filming Marxist professors spouting off ideas.
Undercover.
Undercover too, yeah. So there's the University Wars Division of the InfoWars Army and then the InfoWars Army, and here's the thing too, Alex. You know this. I mean, look, I think I'm a pretty creative guy. I have some pretty good ideas. I can't think of nearly any of the stuff that these people come to me with great ideas. Like, for example, like Caitlin Bennett goes and trolls her entire Kent State campus by dressing up as herself. So come out with brilliant ideas on your own. Come to us with them. So we're going to organize. That's what we got to do too. We're going to organize and we're going to activate and we're going to jack into the mainstream matrix, the 3D world. And if they want to stop us from marketing and getting our message and accomplishing making America great again in the digital world, well, screw them. We'll go out in the 3D world. It's more fun that way.
And then we'll take over the internet and we'll take over broadcast, which you've already done.
And then you become the news. You see, then you become the news.
And I'm so proud of our AM and FM and TV affiliates. I mean, it's been exploding the last year and a half, but it's now 20 plus stations a week. It's insane. The radio stations and TV stations get it, and they get it. Censorship happens in internet. The big audience is coming back to them.
Hey, but here's the other thing, too, that our audience needs to understand. You will amplify our message because that's what... Oh, wow, InfoWars.com is getting free marketing in stadiums and on the streets? I want that. I want to get on board that. I want to broadcast that.
Well, imagine, because they've picked us as the target to be demonized, destroyed, shut down for everybody else. If America rallies and holds us up, it will be unstoppable. Let's do 5 more minutes before PJW from London takes over to talk about InfoWars Army. InfoWarsArmy.com. This is your mission, should you choose to accept it. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich. Du hast mich.
All right, we're back live. Now, you heard us plug the URL, but to make it more fun, it won't be up for about 5 months till we've lost the election. I'm not being sarcastic. InfoWars Army will be up later today at InfoWarsArmy.com. Owen has an email, which probably doesn't work either, but that's okay. I had to bitch on air to get it done. I'm not mad. It took me an hour to get a freaking screenshot of us being number one, okay? You know, and I mean, and again, I have to do that to get it. I don't even want to do this on air. But I have to. So, Owen, start over nicely for... You probably have to go off email. You're not going to get a website. So just start over. Go ahead.
Well, you can send an email right now to InfoWarsArmy@InfoWars.com, and that is how I've kind of been aggregating people right now, but I was hoping to be able to build this database off InfoWarsArmy.com.
That's why I didn't want to do this. I have to know stuff is ready before we do it. You understand? I can't get a screenshot, Owen. People don't want to get me on air like this right now. It's been too much today. Go ahead.
We're going to get it done because it's what the audience wants, and that's
the listeners are going to really take action. They're the ones that won't be stopped. They're the amazing people that make InfoWars happen.
Yeah, their will not be distracted from, and exactly, it won't be stopped. So the goal here is, with my initial push, in the month of September and October, two huge months for sport events. So we need to jack into, while there's all the coverage, all the attention, millions and millions of eyes on pennant chase in baseball and baseball playoffs and the opening NFL kickoff and opening college football kickoffs and conference season and everything, there's a huge to-do, huge media coverage. They have college game day on campuses. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. So we can jack into that. Put a free Alex Jones sign. Hang it from where the banners are at the big college football stadium. I said, why don't you get a bunch of your buddies? You get a bunch of king size white sheets and you write info on one, wars on the other, and .com on the third. And you're sitting there waving it for 100,000 people to see at a college football game. So if they want to try to ban us from the digital marketplace, which is what they're doing.
We've done it ourselves, so it doesn't matter.
They don't want us to exist there. So we'll go out into the real world and do it there. And it's going to be organized. I'm going to be able to...
And by the way, you've got a pledge from me. I'm going to be in the third dimension a lot now. Well, just wait. Just watch.
So Alex, you know, that
I'm not going to sit around and hear anymore.
And I'm out there too with the people. And that's the great thing about it is we do go out there and meet you. And I will be meeting you too. I mean, I still go out there. I'm organizing other things that we're working on. So, but you also have direct contact with me because I'll be trying to help people with ideas and to get active.
If this takes off like it did in 2016 again, it's so beautiful. I put a bunch of prize money on it. This time, because of budgetary concerns, we have more money coming in, but we have more expenses than ever with the lawsuits, the globalist attacks, security, you know, all the rest of it. But I will announce that in the next 62 days of the election, whoever does the best job on this will get flown to Austin to be on the show and will win $10,000. But I can't sit there and judge it all and have all the entries come in. We don't have the personnel. Okay, we got great people. It's just that maintaining what we've got so hard as we try to upscale that doing new stuff is very, very hard. What we do well. Crew's great. Which is that we can't sit there and, you know, have a contest and monkey it around. I just got to go, that's the best one. She gets $10,000 just to, you know, and flown to Austin to be in studio. But that's the real prize, is defeating the globalists. The real prize is letting them know they're not going to make you submit and shut up. You're going to win. So, give them the email again. We think that works, right?
I am working the email. I am responding via emails. I am in touch. I am getting a lot of messages and
attachments. Well, give them that, because that's how this organization, this operation is going to run, is the email.
InfoWarsArmy@InfoWars.com. InfoWarsArmy@InfoWars.com. We have to red pill the people in the 3D matrix, in the mainstream matrix, because they want to block us on the digital platform. We become the news. You want to block us? We'll become the news.
That's right. Great job, Owen. You're coming up to the War Room in 55 minutes. Paul Joseph Watson, straight ahead.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
And now, live from Her Britannic Majesty's England, the dreaded information warfare lord, Redcoat Supreme, Joseph Watson.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, my friend.
Right.
Go ahead and take over, my friend.
You've been speaking about Facebook, obviously, throughout the whole show and them lying about our traffic. The other big story up on InfoWars.com is New York Times lobbies Facebook to shut down private InfoWars fan page. This is a page that we didn't even create. This is a closed group on Facebook of individual users. This is the point. The corporate media is literally now lobbying Facebook, lobbying these big tech monopolies to stop individual citizens from posting content on social media websites. That is absolutely huge. That is a new level of censorship.
And they're saying, don't promote Alex Jones, don't promote Trump. They're saying, you're not allowed to talk about this or you're banned. This is now actual word control beyond 1984.
It's next level, Alex. And, you know, I went on this page earlier while it's still in existence before Facebook shuts it down. Most of the posts aren't even about you, aren't even about InfoWars. It's all kinds of different news sources. So it's not even centric on InfoWars. We didn't create it. It's got posts going up every few minutes from all these people in this group. It's a private individual group. And the New York Times directly went to Facebook and said, look at these screenshots. Look at this hate against Muslim and transgenders. In the article, they provide zero examples of that. And of course, now we know that their meaning of hate is basically any criticism of Islam whatsoever. So they couldn't even provide any examples for it. And in the article, they admit The Times sent screenshots to Facebook of activity taking place inside these groups, this dangerous, dark, festering corner of Facebook. Facebook removed several comments saying they violated the company's policies on hate speech. The groups themselves, however, remain active. So this is the exact same playbook that CNN, that BuzzFeed used for the past 6 months, starting back in February, with people like Oliver Darcy, who has a creepy obsession with Alex Jones, going to YouTube, going to Facebook, demanding they take down our content, our channels, our pages over and over again. Now, this headline on the New York Times is Facebook's private groups offer refuge to fringe figures. And the New York Times' Kevin Roos reveals how a private InfoWars Facebook group with more than 110,000 members has survived the crackdown until now because the corporate media demands that it be removed, so it must be removed. Absolutely Orwellian policing of individual users' activities.
And Paul, I'm going to get out of here and let you cover this, but I'm going to be listening. But let me explain something, and I need your help with this. You wrote about it 2 years ago. We did. Obama signed an executive order in the CIA to have a group that stayed behind to, quote, stop Trump and stop Russian meddling. Well, they mean all Patriot News, all pro-America news. And so I'm telling you, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, they're in the group. They're listed. So that's why they lie so bad. They believe they're secret agents doing all this, lying about us. Their job is to take us off air. And they say once they've taken us off, they're going to take everybody off. So this is a literal stay behind rogue group in the government doing this, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, down to the level of policing what individual people can talk about on the internet. This is the next level. This is what will happen if we allow them to get away with banning us. In fact, I wrote an article a week ago, big article, The Social Media Purge of Conservatives is a Giant Election Meddling Scheme. And in that, I talk about how it's documented there were 45, at least 45 top Facebook employees who had previously worked or volunteered with Hillary Clinton's campaign. You had the Facebook COO, Sheryl Sandberg, saying in the released WikiLeaks emails, the Podesta emails, how, quote, badly she wanted Hillary Clinton to win. She visited Hillary Clinton multiple times. Obama's former campaign director openly admitted Facebook was, quote, on our side during the 2012 campaign. So now you've got these executives going in front of hearings this week. Jack Dorsey removed a few shadow bans on people. But meanwhile, New York Times is literally lobbying Facebook to shut down this private group that we didn't even begin, that we don't even post on, that 90% of the posts, or even more, aren't even related to InfoWars in any way. And they said, oh, we've shown them the screenshots, and they still haven't shut it down. Absolutely obsessive level of meddling and lobbying to get their competition shut down. Absolutely unethical to the T. An abuse of their platform, going off the same model that Oliver Darcy and CNN did back last month when their lobbying was successful in the end and got us shut down. So again, in this article, I make the point. This is chilling. This is corporate media outlets now trying to control what individual citizens can post on social media websites. Go through the history of how CNN did it. And again, that Jack Dorsey's in front of the committee this week, tomorrow, I think it is. I think there's a representative from Google and Facebook. So this really coming down to the wire now. We had the petition. We got over 100,000 signatures in 3 days. That was absolutely massive. Of course, no corporate media outlet reported on that. So this needs to continue to build. We can't just let it go because they're going to intensify the pressure down to the level of individual users and what they can post on private Facebook groups that were not. It's basically a fan page. We didn't start it. We don't operate it. In fact, if you go on it now, you could scroll down and see a 9 out of 10 posts are probably not even related. At least they weren't earlier today to InfoWars. So it's absolutely incredible the level of censorship that we now see. Meanwhile, over in Germany, and I'm going to get into this more in the next segment, there's basically about 10 stories out of Germany. It's absolutely exploding over there. Of course, we had the big protests and counter-protest in Chemnitz, Germany, where they had a 35-year-old German citizen who was stabbed by two migrants. People basically are saying enough is enough. They're out on the streets. Angela Merkel, whose popularity is at a record low, around 30%, the lowest in her entire political career, is calling them all Nazis. If you watch the videos like the one we're playing now, it's reasonable, rational people. They're not even talking about race. They're talking about, in this example, a guy who can't even take his wife and his daughter-in-law into town because they get sexually harassed by Muslim migrants on a regular basis. And these are the same stories we hear coming out of all these different German towns. It was the same story that I saw with my own eyes in Dresden when we went there a couple of years ago for the Bilderberg Group protest. Gangs of Arab migrants on the streets outside train stations. The police circle around in a van every half an hour and do absolutely nothing, harassing young girls. In one case, these girls getting harassed were not even women. They were like 14-year-old girls by these Muslim migrants. It's happening all over Germany. This is why now AfD, the anti-mass migration party in Germany, is number two in the polls in terms of popular support. It came out of nowhere. That is absolutely huge. We've got an election in Sweden coming up next week. In fact, I think it's on Sunday. I'm going to do a video about that and cover that more. Where literally on one night a couple of weeks ago, you had 80 different cars set on fire in numerous different cities around Sweden. Even though Sweden is doing in an election season really well as a country economically, which normally would absolutely guarantee the ruling party would win that election, despite the fact they've got really low unemployment, their economy's pretty decent at the moment, the ruling party is going to get absolutely crushed because nobody has addressed these massive problems with violent crime, with cars being set on fire, with terrorism. Obviously, we had the attack in Stockholm last year. And with the complete lack of integration of these huge numbers of migrants that have come across in increasing numbers over the past few years. So even though their economy is great, even though every other indication should suggest that the ruling party in Sweden, the Social Democrats, should win by a canter easily, by a landslide, they're not going to win. They're going to get their butts kicked. They're not even going to be able to form a coalition. It's going to be a minority government. And Sweden Democrats, the only major party that's promised, vowed to address these issues, is basically going to get, the polls suggest, at least 20%, up from 14% in 2014. But no major party in Sweden, despite the fact that it would enable them to form a majority government, will dare form a coalition with the Sweden Democrats. Even though, you know, you could compare them to the AfD in Germany, for example, they're not even as right-wing. Some people criticize them for not being right-wing enough, but they're the only party that's promised to address this. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to go back into Germany and tell you about this, because this was what should have been a national news story. A gang of Syrian refugees attacking a nightclub, beating guests, shouting Allah Akbar, shouting we're going to kill you all. This is an absolute shocker. We're going to get to it on the other side of the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this September 4th edition. Germany is absolutely exploding right now. Protests on the streets of Schmitz and these other countries. Headline just went up on InfoWars Europe. Schmitz locals blast German officials, media at heated town hall. Locals from around Schmitz, Germany, slammed mainstream media and politicians who have smeared anti-mass migration protesters as Nazis and far-right extremists during a heated town hall. They had a small selection, probably a handful of neo-Nazis show up for one of these protests. And of course, immediately the media pointed the finger and said, oh, they're all neo-Nazis. They're all far-right extremists. Angela Merkel, whose approval rating is in the toilet and has been for about a year or more, called them Nazis, basically through her government spokesperson, called them Nazis, called them far-right extremists. You watch the videos out of Schmitz, like this one we're playing right now and others, they just seem like ordinary people who are concerned about the rise in violent crime, about their daughters, about their wives being harassed in the streets, about what's taking place on, you know, in their neighborhood. They're living amongst it. They know what's happening. This isn't just an excuse for them to express racism. They're seriously furious about the changes in society that this mass migration agenda has had in Germany. The article goes on to say, present at the meeting, which was aired live by NTV, that's a shock that they actually broadcast it, given what's happening with the German media refusing to cover most of this, was Schmitz Mayor Barbara Ludwig and Saxony's Minister President Michael Kretschmer. One after another, residents voiced their frustration with the radical transformation of their city by mass migration, the negative effects of which have pushed the citizenry to the boiling point after the death of Daniel Hillig. He was the guy who was stabbed to death by Iraqi and Syrian migrants. That's what touched off the protest in Schmitz in the first place. He said, I'm sick of the fact that when Germans dare say a non-German committed a crime, they are immediately condemned as Nazis or right-wing extremists. And that is exactly the smear that we've seen in recent days. They found a handful of Nazis doing Sieg Heils, and then suddenly everyone at this protest, men, women and children who live there, who experience this change in society, this violent crime, suddenly they're all neo-Nazis. Well, no, that's smearing ordinary, decent, working class people who are voicing real concerns about the impact that mass migration has had on their towns. Another example of which is this top story on Infowars.com. Germany, Syrian refugees attack nightclub, beat guests, shout Allah Akbar. Muslim migrants armed with knives and metal bars attacked a nightclub in Frankfurt while screaming Allah Akbar. And we are, this is what they said, quote, we are Arabs, we'll kill you all. Literally, that's what they said during this attack. It was an absolute miracle that nobody was seriously injured. Basically, what happened was two Syrian refugees, and the police later confirmed that they were all Syrian refugees, started an argument in this nightclub. This nightclub was having like a 90s dance night. These two Syrian refugees started an argument, started provoking and harassing guests, and suddenly out of nowhere, because Islam is such a tolerant religion of peace, they stood up and started screaming, quote, we are Arabs, we'll kill you all. That's going to ruin your night, isn't it? So they eventually left the club after the bouncers kicked them out, whatever. But they came back. They came back with reinforcements. They came back with eight of their friends. So then you had a total of 10 migrants, irate over God knows what, armed with iron bars, armed with knives, shouting, we're going to kill you, shouting Allah Akbar. Which even though, who was it, Jake Tapper said was often said in beautiful moments of peace. No, it's normally said right before a terrorist attack. If you've got 10 individuals of Muslim descent shouting Allah Akbar armed with knives and iron bars, might make you a little bit concerned. It's definitely going to ruin your Saturday night, isn't it, at the nightclub. According to the chief prosecutor in the case, guests were then attacked and beaten while the gang threw stones at the building and the victims. They literally tried to stone people, basically. The owner of the club said it was a war scene. We were celebrating the 90s and suddenly we were in a war zone, not in our hometown. It was spooky, but I guess he's a neo-Nazi too for saying that it wasn't like being in his hometown. Just like Angela Merkel smeared all those decent, ordinary people in Chemnitz for saying very similar things. So this attack continued, literally 10 migrants armed with iron bars and knives attacking this nightclub. Some of the guests at the nightclub attempted to hide under cars while others sought refuge within the nightclub as the migrants, in some cases, then attempted to stab people because they're very tolerant and it's religion of peace, you know. The owner said, quote, it was pure horror, sheer horror. People were hit by stones. It was indiscriminate. He said, we had to see if there were any dead or seriously injured people, noting that it was unbelievable luck nobody was seriously injured. According to the prosecutor, all 10 of the attackers were Syrian refugees. Now, they only were able to arrest two of them, the two that started the fracas in the first place, because the next day they attacked somebody in the street. Then it turned out that one of the individuals had previously attacked someone back in August with a baseball bat. These are very tolerant, peaceful people. So this story, which should be a nationwide story in Germany, it's leaked. It was reported by one German newspaper. Can you imagine that? In Germany, an attack on a nightclub, people being beaten up. This would be a national story. Can you imagine if a gang of 10 neo-Nazis went to a migrant center and started throwing stones at it, started beating people up with bats, started attempting to stab people as the migrants screamed and ran away in terror, as the white supremacists, you know, did Sieg Heils and chanted pro-Hitler slogans. That would not only be a national news story in Germany, it would be a global news story. We'd never hear the end of it. This was in one newspaper. One newspaper in Germany. This happened over a week ago. Nobody's reporting on it apart from one newspaper, the Morning Post in Berlin. This is the level of control that they have. We've done stories in the past where owners of German broadcast outlets have admitted they don't report on crime stories involving migrants because, quote, they don't want to, you know, rile up resentment amongst right-wing people. So they literally censor the violent crime that's impacting people in these German towns and cities, in Chemnitz most recently. They'll cover it up deliberately because they think that that's for the greater good. They literally think that censoring the reality of what's happening in their own country is necessary and virtuous because it won't embolden the right wing. Absolutely despicable behavior. Now, guess how the mayor of this town in Frankfurt, this area of Frankfurt, guess how the mayor responded? She responded by asserting that most of the area's migrants are well-behaved and don't commit crimes. Hashtag not all Muslims. So again, violent crime in Germany has risen. The government's own statistics admit this. They admit that 90% of that violent crime is due to, quote, migrants or refugees. So no, when 10 armed gang members terrorize and viciously beat and attack people in a story that's basically covered up by the media, no, the appropriate response is not to say, oh, but these other migrants didn't do anything. No, this is a problem. Your violent crime rate is exploding. We know why. Talk about it, face it, deal with it. Okay, you can't fix the lack of integration that we're experiencing in European cities by silencing the people who complain about it, by paying them home visits because of their offensive Facebook posts. Because what happens is you get explosions on the streets, you get riots. If people are not having their genuine concerns addressed, then they're going to get more and more furious, and it's going to end up terribly for everyone. Address their concerns, admit you have a problem, and try and do something to fix it, for God's sake. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia.
And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing to your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Before we get back into this news, and I've got more news about Germany, it just never ends at this point, I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, the New York Times, other media publications are lying. They're saying that we're crippled, that we're never coming back. We've been able to thrive because of your support, specifically, exclusively because of your support. And we have numerous great specials available right now for you to take advantage of, including Bodies, which is 50% off. It's back in stock for a limited time only. This is the ultimate turmeric formula used as a medicinal herb for thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. After a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we finally got in enough Bodies back in stock to provide our fellow InfoWarriors with 50% off. Now is the time to stock up. Paired with black pepper, Bodies is turmeric supplement that takes advantage of the power of turmeric with over 95% of its active ingredients. Now, we advertise it on the basis of joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. Also, if you read the peer-reviewed studies about this, it has excellent benefits in terms of mood elevation. We don't make those claims, but you can go and research them separately for yourself. About turmeric, it's basically proven to do so, and our product is Bodies. It's 50% off. Stock up right now. I think it's a two-month supply in one bottle, so you can really stock up. It's a 60-day supply right there. Select the auto ship option so then you don't have to keep remembering to go back and order it again. And with that auto ship option, which you can do 60, 90 or 180 days, you get a further 10% off. Look at those independent reviews for Bodies, 4.9 stars out of 5. They are independent certified reviews, 101 reviews. People are absolutely delighted with Bodies, the ultimate turmeric formula. Support this network. We need your ammunition more than ever in the fight in the info war against the mainstream media. That is 50% off. It's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Ultimate Female Force, again, at 50% off. After seeing how much people loved Alpha Power, we decided to make a powerhouse formula for exclusively for the ladies in our audience. It is the Ultimate Female Force, again, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today. Now, going back to the news, Nike shares are currently hovering at about a minus 2.8%. Obviously, there's this boycott going on, minus 2.9% right now. Headline out of Breitbart, Nike shares drop as Kaepernick ad triggers calls for boycott. Now, obviously, the reason that they did this whole campaign with Kaepernick, he's a loser. He hasn't played football for 2 years. He's a failure. He's a waste of space. They're not doing it because they're investing anything in Colin Kaepernick as a person who individually can sell products, okay? He hasn't played a game for 2 years. He's not going to inspire a lot of sentiment in consumers, is he? They're doing it because this is a form of free advertising. The virtue signal is the new form of free advertising. This is a PR stunt on behalf of Nike to get media attention, be it positive or negative. Yes, they're going to get a temporary crash in the stock for a couple of days. It's down at about minus 3% right now. But long term, how much is all that free advertising really worth? You see people across the country burning their Nike products, ripping the check mark off the Nike products. On the flip side, which is even funnier, you have liberals worshipping, literally falling all over themselves to worship a giant transnational corporation which has become infamous, obviously, over the past few decades, for child labor and mistreating workers. That is the new face of the resistance, a company that literally hires a child labor and mistreats workers around the world. That's the new face of the resistance. And now that they've enlisted Colin Kaepernick to be the new face of their campaign, they're getting a lot of free advertising, and that's the entire point. So boycott or not, which will obviously peter out after a few days, Nike gets what they want. They get press attention without having to pay much for it. That was the goal from the very beginning. Meanwhile, resistance icons fantasize about holding show trials for Trump supporters. This is the new level of Trump derangement syndrome. We've seen the shrieking and the wailing with the Supreme Court hearing just a few hours ago. Now we see Garry Kasparov, this left-wing hysteric, and Bill Kristol, the neocon, both revealing recently that they're fantasizing about holding show trials for supporters of President Donald Trump. It's not enough to literally try to turf him out of office to be part of this deep state plot to sabotage the presidency. No, that's not enough. His supporters have to be put on show trials too. This is a tweet from Kasparov. He said, those who stand against Trump will move on to many different things when he's gone, but those who still support him should never be forgotten or forgiven. He's literally like almost invoking some kind of gulag punishment for the Trump supporters at this point. Those who stand against Trump will move on to many different things. That's what he said. And in a second tweet, which only got a tiny fraction of the retweets and likes as the first one, which got 10,000 retweets, Kasparov said, quote, I'm not talking about functionaries attempting to keep the government working despite Trump, but people of influence who know exactly what he is and enable him for their own gain. Asked what he meant by should never be forgiven, Kasparov said, quote, forgiving a crime or threat that is still clear and present invites further offense. I'll leave forgiveness to the next generation when the threat is gone. What is there to be forgiven? I mean, for God's sake, this is the point. If you're resisting, you know, record low black unemployment, record low Hispanic unemployment, if you're resisting widespread blue-collar economic recovery, you're not part of any resistance, okay? Nike is not part of the resistance. That's not authentic. John Brennan is not an authentic part of any resistance. He's part of the deep state. You're not part of the resistance. You're part of the establishment. Trump was the resistance, okay? You're not part of that. You're part of trying to overthrow the backlash, the rightful backlash that the American people had against the deep state, against these corporate monopolies. Case in point, Breitbart headline. Majority of blue-collar workers were better off under Trump than Obama. The majority of blue-collar American workers say they're better off today with the economy under the direction of President Trump than they were during the Obama years, a new poll reveals. Listen to these numbers. This is the Harris poll. Of more than 1,000 blue-collar U.S. workers in fields such as construction, manufacturing, maintenance, and agriculture, you know, the very kind of people that President Obama betrayed. He said, shut down the coal plants. These are the people who are now saying in a majority of 55% of workers, they're better off with their jobs and economic opportunities than they were 5 years ago when President Obama was in the White House, because they finally have a president that addresses their concerns, that is trying to get the country running again. The vast majority, 85%, said their lives are headed in the right direction, and 69% said their local communities are on the right track. The majority of 51% of blue-collar workers said the United States is headed in the right direction under Trump. So again, this mirrors Europe. If you look at similar polls in Europe over the past year or so, you will see when they're asked, when the people of Europe are asked in these different countries, are they more positive about their children's future than they were before? In the Czech Republic, in Austria, in Poland, in Eastern Europe, people are way more positive about the future of their children. You compare that to places like France. I think it was 9% of respondents said they were more hopeful for their children's future over their own. And it's because those countries, the Frances, the Germanys, are still embracing this globalism, which has betrayed them at every step of the way. The Eastern European countries are getting away from that. They're getting back to a nationalistic, family-based society, which actually keeps people happy and keeps them in gainful employment, actually gives them optimism and hope about their future and about the future of their families. Talking about hope or lack of it, South Africa unexpectedly slides into recession for the first time since 2009. Well, imagine my shock. What do you think caused this? Do you think it's potentially the fact that they could be about to embark on one of the most suicidal and in potentially genocidal policies ever devised, the same policy that Zimbabwe enacted, which led to widespread starvation, the government seizure of private lands, which were stolen by white people, even though they weren't stolen, they were rightfully acquired, they were bought, they were purchased. Now South Africa is reeling amid concerns of land appropriation. The rand is tumbling. The local economy is collapsing. The Pretoria-based Statistics South Africa announced Q2 GDP contracted at 0.7. They expected a 0.6 increase. It's gone the other way. They're already failing because of this ridiculous, absurd land grab policy. We'll be back. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Don't go away.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It's the final segment of the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we hit some final news stories out of Europe, I want to tell you about the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, now available for 50% off. That is a giant 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. At a sale price of just $19.95, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. It's the Ultimate Bone Broth. To help you save big on this new product and stock up, we're dropping the price to just $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. A previous supplier was unable to get the incredible ingredients that we needed to create this formula while keeping the cost low. Since we wanted to make sure that you got the best value possible, we've now switched to a new supplier with even better ingredients. That's why now it's the Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. The ingredients include chicken bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, and alfalfa herb powder, and even more. These powerful ingredients will help you get the most out of your workout by supporting your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. Take advantage of that offer today, the ultimate low price of $19.95. The Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, 50% off, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please continue to support this network by buying the products. We need your support more than ever. You can also see the other specials right there. BrainForce plus 25% off, MycoZX plus 25% off. Huge raft of discounts available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Stock up today. Getting back into this news, there's so much news about Germany, I'm not even going to get time to cover it all. Number of Germans killed by foreigners highest in years. Those numbers are from the police, but if you talk about it, you're a neo-Nazi, apparently, according to Angela Merkel. Germany repeatedly fails to deport migrant accused of 542 crimes. This is the level it's got to. Germany's Bild newspaper report on this. One illegal migrant who arrived in Germany more than 20 years ago has managed to avoid deportation despite being accused of 542 criminal acts. The reason? German authorities can't figure out which country to deport him to. Oh, gee, I wonder why that is. Could it be because he had no papers in the first place and they just let him in anyway, like always happens? Meanwhile, the migrant whose name is unknown has been allowed to roam free. His rap sheet is extensive. Theft, drug possession, assault. He's repeatedly claimed to be from Algeria, Morocco, and other North African countries. However, no state has confirmed his residency, which is what happens all the time, but they just let them in anyway. In fact, we had the story a couple of weeks ago about a Syrian refugee woman who spoke the language. You could tell she tried to integrate. She's one of the success stories, but she met on the streets of Frankfurt, I believe it was, where this attack, by the way, happened that I talked about in the previous segment, the attack on the nightclub. She actually met a previous ISIS captor, the ISIS jihadist bodyguard that had sold her into sex slavery. She met him on the streets of Frankfurt, and he'd been given refugee status just like her. This is what's happening in Germany. This is why people are out on the streets. Germany, 10-year-old boy raped by 10-year-old Afghan migrant during school trip. Again, the ages are up for debate. A lot of these late teen migrants claim to be much younger than they are. There you see the woman who met her ISIS captor on the streets of Germany after they were both given refugee status. So that's a big story in Germany. The attack on the nightclub has basically been in one newspaper. That's not even a widespread story in Germany. Merkel calls concerned German citizens in Chemnitz neo-Nazis. That came from her official spokesman. So if you complain about little boys being raped, if you complain about women meeting their ISIS captors on the streets of Frankfurt, if you complain about a migrant accused of 542 crimes not being deported, if you complain about number of Germans being killed by foreigners being the highest in years, according to the police's own numbers, then you're a white supremacist and a neo-Nazi, according to the Chancellor of your own country. Wonder why her approval rating's at 30%. What a mystery that is. Germany, majority believe country gone downhill since 2015, has too many migrants. You see, no matter how many Facebook posts you delete, no matter how many people you ban off social media, no matter how many people doors knock on to remind them that they've offended the thought police, you can't change reality. You can't change the fact that 66% of voters in Germany believe the country's gone downhill since the mass migration influx, compared to just 17% who think that it's gotten better. God only knows what universe they're living in. Meanwhile, in Holland, migrant who stabbed two American tourists cites criticism of Islam as motive. He was offended, so he had to enact his revenge. Again, just don't forget Islam is a religion of peace. It's just when you offend the believers of it, they violently attack you because they're peaceful. The Afghan migrant who stabbed two American tourists in Amsterdam says he was motivated by people in the Netherlands insulting Islam and the Prophet Muhammad. Now, let's not forget the backstory to this, the context, which is that there have been several different examples in Holland where Islamic terrorists, or in one case a left-wing extremist, attacked people violently and in two cases assassinated them because they were offended over them making fun of or criticizing Islam. Theo van Gogh, 2004, he worked with Somali-born writer and politician Ayaan Hirsi Ali. You've probably seen her before, who, by the way, lived in the Netherlands, had to flee to America because she wasn't safe. They produced a film which criticized the treatment of women in Islam. You can't do that, according to the left. That's sacrilege, actually standing up for women's rights. That makes you a bigot now. He was shot dead by an Islamic terrorist in 2004 who was offended over that documentary. Now, 2002, Dutch politician Pim Fortuyn, who was a big gay rights activist, was also a staunch opponent of mass immigration and the spread of Islam because he saw it for what it was in terms of its rampant intolerance. He was killed days before a national election, shot in the head, not by a Muslim, but by a left-wing extremist who was, again, offended the fact that Pim Fortuyn was mean to Muslims. So I guess he deserved to be shot in the head, didn't he? That's the reasonable response. So Holland has this history of people being violently attacked by Islamic terrorists because they said the wrong thing about Islam. Now, public prosecutors have revealed that the suspect in this recent stabbing, who is 19-year-old Jawad S., they don't give his surname, traveled from Germany to the Netherlands to carry out the attack, quote, because he thinks the Prophet Muhammad, the Quran, and Islam are frequently offended in the Netherlands. So he thinks, because Islam is so peaceful, that that gives him the right to violently attack people. The jihadist also mentioned that he was offended over statements made by right-wing Dutch politician and strident Islam critic Geert Wilders. Now, of course, Wilders was planning to hold a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest in Amsterdam. But then a guy posted a video on Facebook, and we featured this in this article as well, where he basically said, I'm in The Hague, I'm minutes away from where Geert Wilders is going to appear, and I'm going to kill him because I'm an ambassador for the religion of peace. Now, thankfully, the guy was such an idiot that he uploaded it to Facebook days beforehand. The police swooped in and arrested him. But Geert Wilders cancelled the event because he was getting a multitude of other threats from Islamic terrorists. There was also a Pakistani actor, a female, who tweeted that all these people involved in this Draw Muhammad cartoon contest should be hanged. Again, another expression of the religion of peace. That tweet was up on Twitter for days and days on end. Nothing happened. Majid Nawaz, who is a Muslim reformist, drew attention to it. It was finally deleted, or she decided to delete it. Was she hit with a 7-day sin bin? Was she put on the naughty step like Alex Jones was for literally calling for people to be hanged until they're dead? No. She didn't get banned for a single minute. And that is the height of hypocrisy that we try to highlight on a regular basis. Nothing whatsoever happened to her precious Twitter account. Meanwhile, in Paris, Jewish man beaten in Paris called Dirty Jew, another anti-Semitic attack. You have 8,000 Jews fleeing France every single year. I wonder why that is. In the small hours of Monday morning, an anti-Semitic attack occurred in Paris. It was 3 a.m. A man was walking between the 7th and 8th arrondissement in Paris when a man driving a motorcycle attacked him. The motorcyclist tore the chain from around his neck, which had a Star of David, and yelled, quote, Dirty Jew. Then a second motorcycle came. Two people got off the vehicle and beat the Jewish man. They stole his wallet, stole his phone. He was left with wounds on his arms and knees. The attackers fled the scene and have not been found. Of course, this is in Paris, where some areas literally have 400,000 illegal immigrants living them in one area alone in Saint-Denis. I made a video about it. Meanwhile, in Sweden, Macron, the French president, who also has an approval rating of 30% in the toilet, slammed the populist leader, Jimmy Åkesson, days before the Swedish election, which Åkesson should be thanking him for because he's so pathetic and hated by everyone. To be attacked by him is an endorsement, basically, at this point. An endorsement that you're standing up for the right thing. We have a situation in Sweden where murder is up 40% since 2012. People in Sweden are five times more likely to be killed or shot than even in Britain, which has a massive violent crime wave. Sweden's election is coming up on Sunday. It's going to be huge. It's going to be part of the continuing populist backlash against globalism. And we'll cover it here on InfoWars. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. We'll be back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.